at GoGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. This newscast is brought to you by Janitors of Houston, Texas at HoustonJanitors.org. Members of the House yesterday gave their blessings to an additional $70 billion for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The House okayed a record Pentagon budget at $448 billion. Senate, meanwhile, is ready to act on the measure before adjourning for the weekend for the fall campaign. Even Democrats who remain unalterably opposed to the war in Iraq also embraced the Pentagon measure. On the West Coast, that gubernatorial contest in California is going down to the wire, with Democratic challenger and state treasurer Phil Angelides advocating the withdrawal of members of the National Guard for the state of California from the war in Iraq. Angelides says he's willing to sue to force the change in the national policy if elected. Republican incumbent Arnold Schwarzenegger says the plan by his opponent is an act of desperation. Bush administration has blocked release of a report that suggests global warming is contributing to the frequency and strength of hurricanes. The journal Nature reported yesterday the possibility that warming conditions may cause storms to become stronger has generated debate among climate and weather experts, particularly in the wake of the Hurricane Katrina disaster. In the new case, Nature said weather experts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, part of the Commerce Department, in February set up a seven-member panel to prepare a consensus report on the views of agency scientists about global warming and hurricanes. According to Nature, a draft of the statement said the warming may be having an impact. In May, when the report was expected to be released, panel chair Ernst Lietma received an email from a Commerce official saying the report needed to be made less technical and was not to be released at all, according to Nature magazine. Congress and the White House remain stalemated over billions of dollars in disaster relief for farmers. Disagreement centers on which ones really need help, with the Bush administration arguing that big chunks of money will go to farmers who don't need it. You're listening to Air America Radio News on the Air America Radio Network. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News sponsored in part by Mahatma and Carolina Rice. Need an idea for dinner tonight? Rediscover home cooking with Mahatma and Carolina Rice and make old ideas new again. For easy-to-prepare recipe videos, visit them on the web.
We are seeing an increase in attacks as anticipated. The terrorist and illegal armed groups are punching back in an effort to discredit the government of Iraq.
In the latest bloodshed, the U.S. military says four civilians were killed in a raid that also left four suspected insurgents dead. The man who claimed he was involved in the death of JonBenet Ramsey is back in the legal spotlight today. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
The bizarre saga of John Mark Carr could take yet another strange turn today. Carr, the one-time suspect in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, could, by the end of the day, be set free. Carr is currently being held here in Northern California on misdemeanor child pornography charges. Those charges date back to 2001. But prosecutors cannot find the key evidence against Carr, his computer that contained the alleged illegal images. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
Is the country running out of family doctors? Well, there's a warning that some states could face a serious shortage even as they attract more retirees. Let's go live to CBS's Jim Genevieve.
That's right, Nick. The first of the baby boomers hitting 60 this year. And according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, at least five states face potential doctor shortages over the next decade and a half. Well, no surprise, most are big retirement states, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, and Idaho. The number of U.S. medical graduates going into family medicine dropped by more than half between 1997 and 2005. Why? Well, specialties pay better and offer doctors more control over their work hours. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Overall, millions of Americans are getting better health care, says a new survey. The National Committee for Quality Assurance, which accredits health care insurers, says there were improvements last year in many categories for patients with private coverage, including immunizations and also cancer screening. Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A Boulder City councilman arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. Erwin Richard Polk arrested Monday night after an officer stopped him near 15th and Pearl. Police say the officer smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle and Polk himself, over 2 grams of suspected marijuana confiscated along with a wooden pipe.
He called me and explained what had happened and said that he was very sorry that it happened because he felt it reflects on counsel.
Fellow council member Tom Eldridge there. Any council member convicted of a crime can be removed from office, but Polk's fate has not been decided by the mayor. More money to New York Senator Hillary Clinton and local candidates. It's happening in Aspen. The Aspen Times says the Clinton campaign has picked up $44,000 from Pitkin County. Far more money than given to Congressman Salazar or Udall and former candidate Peggy Lamb added together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. We did have some backups along northbound I-25 approaching downtown. They had overnight restrictions set up there at the pedestrian bridge right near Spear. Looks like the majority of those are gone now. Traffic is getting back up to speed. We are busy, though, now on the southbound side, 104th to 84th as usual. I-70 in good shape, though. No problems along that this morning. And we're all good in and around Boulder and along the turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators creators of right-sized smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
68 degrees. You can golf in 68 degree weather.
68 is nice. That would be good weather. It's supposed to be a little windy today, I hear, though, so I don't know. That doesn't really help your golf game.
Yeah, what happens if you hit into the wind? It would blow the ball back, right?
Well, yeah, it depends on if you got tailwind or if you got some wind coming at you. So, yeah, it's hard for me to play in the wind.
All right, so you can do that. You can drive around with your top down if you've got a convertible.
Or you can go see Jackass 2.
Oh, did you see that last night? How was it?
It was actually pretty hilarious. You know, there's a few parts that are kind of gross, and you feel embarrassed that you're in there taking your wife to see it, let alone on your 15-year anniversary. But it was pretty funny. I laughed pretty hard. The theater was in hysterics last night. It was pretty funny.
Was the theater full?
No, it was pretty empty. You know, I'd say there's maybe about 40, 50 people in there. It was nice. I had room to stretch out and relax, and it wasn't like your normal movie theater experience that I'm used to, like when you go on like a Friday or Saturday night.
All right, so would you recommend Jackass 2 to the AM 760 Progressive Talk listening audience?
You know, that's a tough one. I don't know if I want to suggest people go see that movie. Yeah, you know, if you don't mind seeing a couple gross things, go check it out. There's some pretty gnarly stuff in there, but some pretty funny stuff too. But you know, I'd say yes. I'd say go check it out. I give it a thumb up. One thumb up.
I'm really disappointed that All the King's Men hasn't done very well. There was an article yesterday in the New York Times in the arts section about how one of the reasons why it isn't doing well is because there was negative buzz about the movie, and that they haven't been able to overcome the negative buzz. I don't care about the negative buzz. I plan to see the movie anyway. Can't see it this weekend. I have the ACLU Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner coming up. I believe there's still tickets available. I'm not sure about this. Anyway, it's going to be a good time, and I'm emceeing that event, so let's hope I don't crash that. But maybe I can go see it on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday's a good day for movies. Kind of busy.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if we can go check it out on Sunday. Other thing, there's a couple other things I want to point out here before we get rolling. We've had this, and I plugged it on the air, but you know what? I wasn't very good at knowing how to use it. So now I figured out how to use this thing. Although I can't see it all the time, I can see it every once in a while. I have to switch what's on the computer screen here to do it. So if you don't make it too long, and you make it kind of short and to the point, I can use some of it. You can instant message me anytime during the show by going to am760.net. I'll try to read some of these on the air, but there's no guarantee that I'll get them all on. And as I said, I have to do a little juggling in here in order to be able to see them. But you can instant message me anytime during the show by simply going to am760.net. Now, here's something else I want to tell you about, and we're going to talk more about this after 9 o'clock this morning. I've always said, if I can do this, you can do it too. And there's a lot of you out there who email me, and you want to do this. I'm convinced of it. Well, here's a question for you. Are you the next progressive radio star? AM 760 Progressive Talk, the Jones Radio Networks, and the Center for American Progress are looking for the next progressive talk star. Check out am760.net to find out how you could win a year-long contract for a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. The call for entries for the Progressive Talk Radio Star Contest is underway right now. The deadline for these entries is October the 6th, so don't miss your chance to be a talk radio star. Check out am760.net for all the information on how to enter, and good luck from all of us here at am760.net. I would love to get a winner off this show. So go to am760.net now. You know, you got to send it to us in cassettes, CD, or MP3. So check it out right now. Tell your friends about it. Or if you want to be selfish and cut down on their chances of winning, don't tell them anything and just do it yourself. And we'll be talking about this throughout the morning and for the next couple of weeks, close to October the 6th. But you got to get going now. So write it down on a notepad, put it someplace, paste it onto your forehead, but get geared up for it. Okay. The Clinton-Wallace interview was Sunday. We're now going on Wednesday, and it's still in the news, and people are still talking about it. And there's an Associated Press article out this morning that Clinton TV interview energizes partisans. Former President Clinton's angry response to questions about Osama bin Laden has partisans of every persuasion certain it will energize voters in the elections and affect a possible presidential bid by his wife. Conservatives immediately labeled the interview as a prime example of the soap opera that would run daily should another Democrat, say, for example, Hillary Rodham Clinton, win the White House. Not so, countered Democrats. They argue the former president's feisty dressing down of Fox News' Chris Wallace is just a wake-up call to the party's liberal base, and it's just what they needed 6 weeks before the election, is exactly the tonic that the Democratic Party needs. Either way, according to the AP, don't expect the furor to subside anytime soon. A Republican strategist says that they should play the interview as often as possible. Democrats believe that Clinton is winning the public debate on this because at least he's been honest about it. You and I were thrilled with it. I didn't get anybody who sent me an email or called and said that they didn't like it. We all thought it was great. Here's the question, though. Is this story grinds on? We also have the NIE, the terrorist analysis, and that's fueling a debate about Iraq, which the Republicans would like the country to get off of. And yesterday, the White House released a previously secret intelligence assessment depicting a growing terrorist threat. Gives both political parties new ammunition in the election season fight over the war in Iraq. This is also from an AP story. For Republicans, the excerpts of the document declassified under orders from President Bush on Tuesday, by the way, there were only four pages, are more evidence that Iraq is central to the war on terrorism and can't be abandoned without giving jihadists a crucial victory. For Democrats, the report furthers the argument that the 2003 Iraq invasion has inflamed anti-U.S. sentiments in the Muslim world and left the U.S. less safe. Now, the bleak intelligence estimate, the government's top analysts concluded that Iraq has become a cause celeb for jihadists who are growing in number and geographic reach. If the trend continues, the analysts found, the risks of U.S. interests at home and abroad will grow. Here's my question. My question is the flap over Clinton obscuring this debate about Iraq, is it minimizing the impact on the NIE? Is it time that we get out of this war of words over this interview, take what good we can from this interview, and move on? I mean, that's my question. That it's taking the central focus off of what should be the debate about Iraq. I mean, Angie Piccioni's got a great, great press release out about how Marilyn Musgrave goes to this conference in, I believe it's in Washington, D.C., where they're using terms for gay people like fags and other things. And she's saying, in her press release, she's questioning, is homosexuality the most important thing facing the nation? So this also it brings into question what you consider to be the most important thing facing us, and whether the most important thing facing us is Iraq or something else, and are we losing focus on a national debate, which both sides should be having, about the war in Iraq as we approach the midterms. Is the Clinton flap getting in the way, or should we continue in this war of words? 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, two lines open.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
$20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokesman for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, to suggest that if we weren't in Iraq, we would see a rosier scenario with fewer extremists joining the radical movement requires us to ignore 20 years of experience.
George W. Bush yesterday, President Bush yesterday, in a not in a Rose Garden. What is wrong with me? In a press conference there with Karzai of Afghanistan. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 68, partly sunny. Question is the Clinton TV interview flap, is it obscuring what should be a discussion about Iraq? One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I think this kind of feeds right into both topics about, you know, what has Bush done to keep us safe? What has he done to kill bin Laden? And, you know, Olerman had a little segment about it last night about that, you know, at least Clinton was honest. At least he was saying, hey, I failed, but here's what I tried to do. And I think people are going to be asking, okay, well, there's what Clinton tried to do. What has Bush tried to do? You know, how has Bush tried to keep Iraq from turning into a terrorist state? What has he tried to do? And as far as I can tell, there's a giant vacuum. So I think we can, I mean, I think both topics feed into, you know, what has Bush done? And he, you know, Bush has basically got a free pass up until now about what has he done to stop terrorism and kill Bin Laden. And now that they're, you know, critiquing Clinton on what he did, you know, the flip side is, well, what has Bush done? And I don't see them providing any answers or, you know, at least any type of critique of what they have and haven't done.
Well, I would agree there. Condoleezza Rice pointed out nothing yesterday, basically, in her defense of her boss. But are we too hung up on this instead of talking about this NIE and about the NIE being further proof that going into Iraq was a total and complete colossal mistake?
Well, I think one feeds into the other. I think you can have both. I think you can talk about why the Clinton interview is important because it illustrates why we haven't done enough to make a state, and we haven't been willing to critique what's worked and what hasn't worked. And the Bush administration hasn't done that. They haven't sat back and said what is working and what isn't working, and then that leads right into talking about the, you know, NIE. And so I think you can really talk about both topics, and they hit the exact same chord of what has Bush done to keep us safe. That if you can hit that chord all election season long, the Democrats will win because he hasn't done what's necessary, and I think most voters realize that.
Certainly voters in if you look at the Rocky Mountain News this morning, certainly voters in the Perlmutter O'Donnell race realize it. According to a survey for USA, Survey USA Channel 9 found that Perlmutter now has a 17-point lead over O'Donnell. So, I mean, maybe you're right about this. Marshall, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is this getting in the way of discussing Iraq, which we should be talking about? Now, don't forget that basically the administration and Karl Rove and the Republicans have tried, one, to get our attention off of this by trying to engage in a debate about Homeland Security. And a lot is being said here about this run-in with Wallace, Hillary Clinton coming to her husband's defense yesterday. But is it obscuring talking about Iraq? Here's Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, Jay, awesome. Hey, I was wondering, did you wake up today and wonder what planet we're on? Because I did. I mean, I think these people are insane. I was watching Brit Hume last night, and they had these, like, two, three Republican pundits on there, and one token kind of, like, partially Democrat person or, like, middle of the road. And it was lie after lie after lie. No one would mention Tora Bora. One guy said, well, how many months did we have? Oh, you know, I don't know, Bush had maybe 8 months. No, he had 5 years in 8 months. And I was like, 8 months plus the 4 years and 4 months? I don't understand it because whenever truth is, like you say, whenever you try to speak to the people about the truth, they'll spin away. I talked to a totally right-wing guy about a week ago and said, they said, well, we got to stay in Iraq. He said, what about Iraq? It's 97% insurgency. Well, it's a front on the war in Terror. I go, it is? Then why don't we just go get Osama bin Laden? Yeah, but that won't end it. I go, but they're the person attacked on 9/11. Yeah, but it's a front on the war. It just goes into this endless circle. These people have brainwashed so many people, not so many, but the people that support them, that they will just so blindly support them that even when you get the truth, they can't handle it. And when those two generals and the colonel that came on the, it's been on C-SPAN 3 for 3 days, and they've been talking about how bad it is over there, not one Republican showed up, not one Republican senator, and one Republican congressman to ask these guys questions. This is an absolutely most shameful thing I've ever heard in my life. We've had oversight in every single war, but these people refuse to take a look at anything but the rosy picture, just like Bush said. If it would be a rosy picture, well, maybe it would or maybe it wouldn't. But can't we at least talk about what's right and what's wrong instead of saying, oh, someone leaked an NIE report? My God, I think they're insane.
Well, what you point out on Fox happens all the time. It also happens on the quote-unquote mainstream media where they'll put on two conservative pundits and either a newspaper person who is supposed to be middle of the road, objective, or they'll put on some kind of, you know, weak liberal spokesman, or sometimes they'll put on somebody who is progressive and is liberal, but has to battle the other two, so it's unbalanced. That part, you're absolutely correct. I never watch Fox because Fox is fiction to me. And then the other thing is about all of this, yeah, they've got this stuff down, and they've got a lot of people's minds obscured, and I've had these same go-arounds over and over again. I had a go-around with a guy via email about the fact that Tora Bora is never, never brought up, never brought up. And finally, I went to him. I gave him the Media Matters for America information, which he then challenged. And I then answered back that they went through 5 years of transcripts, and nobody in the administration was asked any of these questions that they were asked of Clinton. But we should be having a discussion here about what to do and how to get ourselves out of this horrible mess we're in, and about the mismanagement of the war. And instead, what we're getting is we're getting this debate about, well, was Clinton right in what he did? They're portraying him as, you know, showing extreme anger. I mean, that's what we're getting. So is the whole Clinton debate thing, which is now carried on to Wednesday, is it obscuring the debate we should be having, the discussion we should be having about Iraq?
I think the boys and girls that are dying over there and getting injured every day absolutely deserve that, without a doubt. And, you know, I think if we don't start discussing this thing, everyone says, well, what's their claim? Oh, if we don't fight them over there, we'll fight them over here. I got news for you. We're creating probably a couple of centuries full of people that are going to be angry enough to come over here no matter what we do. So I say we pull out that $275 million a day and start barreling down our borders or something and start getting our National Guard out of there to protect our borders. Or they are exactly right. It will come here. And, you know, to light a fire in the Middle East and then start fanning it with gasoline and war machines, I mean, I can't imagine how this thing is going to get better no matter what we do. If we stay there, it'll get bad. If we leave, it'll get bad. I don't think they want to face the truth that they did not plan on this. And no matter what we do at this point, you're exactly right. We better start figuring out how to slowly withdraw and redeploy plan, or it's just going to get absolutely mind-bogglingly bad. And one last thing, I was watching Scarborough Country last night for you, Jay, and they had on Media Matters, I couldn't believe it, the Brock guy?
Oh, yeah, David Brock.
Oh, it was awesome. He had on John Stossel, and Scarborough were teaming up on him, and they'd say, can you be quiet for a minute, and I'll let you talk after he talks. And they talk back and forth for 5-6 minutes, give him about 45 seconds or a minute, then Scarborough just started talking over him. But in the 1 minute he had, Stossel said, oh, yeah, when you see about Bill O'Reilly and how you guys absolutely smear him or smear me or smear Joe. And he goes, now, wait a minute. And he lets Stossel talk, and he goes, okay, John, I want you to tell me one instance where we misspoke about you, and we'll discuss it right now. Give me one thing you're saying that smeared you. And he shook his head and looked at left and went, I don't have this off the top of my head. If he smeared so much, you're going to tell me that if you're not smearing the media as a journalist, you're not going to lock that into your memory? I thought that's part of what you do, is read about things, observe your environment, and write, and you're kind of articulate about it. So wouldn't it make sense that maybe, just maybe, you'd be able to remember one instance? But no. And then Scarborough came up with some BS answer, but, well, I read a couple of things on there once, and then he challenged him to it. He goes, what was it, Joe? What did we say about you? Well, I don't know, but I called in. They never have an answer for that stuff.
No.
Again, when they're presented with the truth, they gang up on the guy, change the subject, and call it smearing. But then when someone does bring the truth, they ruin CIA careers. They have, you know, people lose their jobs that are actually fighting the war on terror. People that come back from the war that actually come out in Congress and start speaking, giving up their third star or a cushy job in a defense contracting position, they won't even listen to them. And I challenge any Republican listening to this station right now, and I mean you, if you're listening, explain that one to me, because I really want to understand it.
All right.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, Glenn, thanks, man.
Right, bye.
My favorite Republican comeback here is Tammy Duckworth, who is running for Henry Hyde's seat in Illinois, lost both her legs and being shot down in her helicopter in Iraq, and her Republican opponent accused her of cutting and running. And she has no legs. Nice. 33 minutes past the hour. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Speaking of running, how's traffic running this morning, Gina?
Actually, Jay, no major factors to slow you down. Congestion starting to build along the north side of the city as usual. 270 through Commerce City. Big increase there on the eastbound side, I-76 to Vasquez. Have the normal slowdown southbound 25 out of Thornton North Glen. Now would be a good time to head to downtown, though. We're wide open both directions of I-25 from I-70 to Colfax. Looks like we have a possible problem northbound 225 at Alameda in a...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
And you can also see how the Sleep Number's bed's dual air chamber design creates a more personalized sleep experience. Set your Sleep Number to as soft or as firm as you like, creating a customized mattress just for you. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80. Mary's is usually around 70. And this customized comfort means you get more deep, restorative sleep that you need to wake up feeling refreshed and take on the day. Plus, in a Select Comfort store, you can experience the Select Comfort's pressure map system. Now, what you do is you simply lay down on the bed, and the pressure mapping system will show you how pressure impacts your body and how that can be reduced on a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty, and you get a 30-night in-home trial. So you can see exactly how great this bed really is. Visit a Select Comfort store near you and get started sleeping the Select Comfort, the Sleep Number way. It's just such a marvelous bed. You're going to love it as much as we love it. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator.
We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it, I would give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org today.
Talk about a mad power grab. This one involves the whole lot of them. The governor, that's Bill Owens, rounds up a political ally and appoints her Secretary of State. That's Gigi Dennis. Then at just the right time, Owens' lawyers give Dennis her marching orders. Next thing you know, Dennis concocts rules that wipe out our rights. Just weeks before Election Day, people were outraged, newspapers howled. Fortunately, a judge ruled Dennis was way out of line and shot down her scheme, but these guys don't care. They think they own Colorado. So now they're back at it, with the Attorney General's office joining the pack for good measure. Our Republican leaders wasting tax dollars, rigging elections, and trampling on our rights. But who can blame them? With our economy weak, housing prices down, and skyrocketing health care costs, I'd want to rig the elections too. Pray they don't get away with it.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I think my husband did a great job in demonstrating that Democrats are not going to take these attacks. You know, all you have to do is read the 9/11 Commission to know what he and his administration did to protect Americans and prevent terrorist attacks against our country. You know, and I'm certain that if my husband and his national security team had been shown a classified report entitled Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States, he would have taken it more seriously than history suggests it was taken by our current president and his national security team.
There's Senator Hillary Clinton going to bat for her husband, former President Bill Clinton, asking you the question this morning with the national intelligence estimate out there. Is the whole flap over the Clinton situation, the interview with Chris Wallace, is it obscuring what should be a discussion about what is going on in this country in regards to what we should do about this terrible situation in Iraq? 303-713-7600, three lines open. And is it obscuring the discussion? Because the GOP would love to talk about anything else but, really. They'd like to, you know, they wanted to get us off on Homeland Security, thinking that they could press the example there. The NIE points otherwise. Then this is just fodder for them. And should we walk away and say what he did was great? This is all fine. And I'm not only talking about Democrats, I'm talking about independents, moderates, anybody who feels that this conflict in Iraq should be the central focus of the discussion of the midterm elections. So I don't care where you sit politically on this. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Boy, you know, this line won. All right, Mark, I think I got you without dumping you. Go ahead.
All right, Jay, how you doing?
All right, except that line would work a lot better. I'm getting sick of the damn thing.
All right, well, let me get this stuff out. Usually when I talk to you, you and I have nice, cordial conversations, but maybe I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but I can't handle what your listeners are saying today. So let me spew my stuff, and then you can tear me down all you want. First thing, yeah, maybe the Clinton thing is obscuring what should be, really be getting talked about, but you know what? The guy answered one tough question since his administration has been over. He didn't answer a single hard question from the Clinton News Network the entire time he was in office. You know, the Monica Lewinsky scandal, they all threw puffball pieces at him. This is his first difficult question to answer that I can ever think of. God, my mind's just reeling right now. Sorry.
All right, take your time.
So you know what? Chris Wallace, you know, they said, yeah, you know, you're going to come out, we're going to give it 50% the fundraising, whatever. Well, yeah, the third question out of the box was this, and Clinton wouldn't allow him to go back to the fundraising thing. He tried multiple times. I listened to it on your show, the 11-minute piece, and all your listeners are bitching him on it. Oh, they ambushed him, this and that. He tried going back. Clinton didn't want to go back and talk about it. He wanted to finish talking about bin Laden. So get over it. Stop bellyaching. He answered one tough question. As far as the Republicans trying to bring up Homeland Security, well, I don't know about the rest of the country, but I'm not a moron. I mean, I can handle having more than one conversation go on in my life at one time. They can talk about Iraq, and they can talk about Homeland Security. Homeland Security, to me, is equally important as Iraq for the simple fact that Iraq's happening over there. If they don't fix Homeland Security here, we're going to have problems here, big problems. So why can't we have both discussions? I think that Clinton's taken away from what your party wants to talk about, and I guess that's an unfortunate thing for you guys.
All right, to answer that, first of all, I'm not going to tear you down. I mean, you have a right to your opinion, and I'm glad that you feel that you can call up here and express it. Since
I love talking to you, Jay.
Since obviously you're outnumbered. But I would work backwards on this by saying to you that I think that the country is perfectly capable of having a discussion about a bunch of issues.
Okay.
It's Karl Rove who doesn't feel that the country is capable. He feels that that the GOP cannot win over the discussion strictly on Iraq. So where the GOP can win, because in the latest USA Today Gallup poll, shows the GOP about 3, maybe 4 percentage points ahead of the Democrats, is on Homeland Security. So that's number one. Number two, if you go to Media Matters for America and you go look at the documented statistics, Chris Wallace in that interview flat out did not tell the truth. Fact is that those questions are never asked of the administration. They're never asked of anybody connected
that
to the administration. And CNN, which is hardly the Clinton News Network, because they have a lot of conservatives on there.
Now, since Fox News started taking the...
Oh, no, they always have. Oh, yeah, they always have. They always have. I've watched it for years. They always have. They yeah, always have
what?
Had.
Jay,
they've always had conservatives on there. But let me finish. Let me finish. I'll let you finish. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
All right. The fact of the matter is they hounded him over this Monica Lewinsky business. Fox hounded him over the Monica Lewinsky business. ABC hounded him. CBS hounded him. NBC hounded him. Everybody, MSNBC, everybody was on his case over the blue dress, the Monica Lewinsky incident. And, you know, that's the American public's fault, and that's the media's fault. And he did not get off scot-free. They also tried to nail him over Whitewater, which turned out that we spent a god-awful amount of money on taxpayers' money, and two people went to jail over that. That was it. And they spent a ton of time on this. They gave legitimacy to the absurd claim that Vince Foster had been murdered. That was another incident.
Uh-huh.
The fact is that, well, see I'm reeling. The fact is that he didn't get off scot-free, and that he's been asked tough questions before, and that if you go back and look at any of the footage, or go back and look at any of the transcripts of any of the interviews, which you can go to Google, you can go Google this stuff up, he has been asked tough questions. And the thing is, we are getting distracted over Iraq, which is something it's a war of choice that we got into that has no connection with 9/11. And this whole idea of, well, we'll fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here. You know what that's saying? That's saying that we can't protect our own country. And you know what? The reason we can't is because none of the 9/11 recommendations have been put into effect. And who has control over the entire government?
Okay, can I respond to a couple things now?
Yeah.
First of all, when you're saying, you know, I don't think that the Bush administration is getting tough questions either, so I forgot to put that in there. I think when you have an incumbent, they don't, or a sitting president, they don't ask them tough questions. Lord knows why. I guess it's a respect thing. They don't want to get kicked out of the you know, pool of reporters. As far as the 9/11 things not being implemented, yeah, I don't know what all the 9/11 things are, but if we would secure our borders, that's the first huge step in taking care of not letting them fight here. So I would rather, like you said, fight them over there than fight them here. And, yeah, you know what? I haven't made up my mind whether Iraq is a mistake or not. Right now, you know what? I'd rather have that going on over there because I know they want to come here and do it because we're the great Satan. But I lost my train of thought. Anyway, Jay, I can tell you're getting ready to go to a break, so have an excellent day. Thanks for letting me in.
All right, man, no problem. You can call here anytime.
All right, have a good day.
All right, see you, Mark. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is the whole Clinton flap getting in the way of what should be a discussion about Iraq? Three lines open at 303-713-7600. You can also instant message me, and I'll take a look at those messages when I can. Plus, go to am760.net, find out how you can do a talk show, not only here.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4000. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
648, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're always talking about misconceptions, and everybody has them. I have them, too. And one of the misconceptions that I had, it's a big one out there, is that LASIK eye surgery can't be safe and can't be affordable. But you know what? LASIK can, these two things, safe and affordable, can go together. But like many other misconceptions, you know what? You just don't know until you find out. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little, check this out, as $4.99 per eye, and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter I, C-O-N.com.
Money! What's that spinning sound?
Saturday, September 30th, between 11 and 4, the experts at Lowe's are offering tips on ways to save on your energy bill. Plus, Lowe's is taking 20% off all weather stripping. Buy any special order Thermistar by Pella vinyl replacement window and get a free upgrade to Energy Star and Energy Saving Glass. Plus, for one day only, get 50% off select compact fluorescent light bulb multi-packs. While supplies last, see store for details. So start your Saturday at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Ooh, yeah. I like that cream.
Coming to me in the morning.
I should sing along. That's really gross. All right, 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 68, partly sunny. Somebody sent me an email yesterday or the day before and said, you're too cheerful. Considering what's going on in the world, you're too cheerful. I sent the email back and said, well, do you want me to be sad every morning? I get an email back, well, I feel hopeless. Granted, you're somewhat optimistic. Yeah, I believe we can change things. Despite all of the obstacles, I believe we really can. Okay, is the Clinton flap getting in the way of the discussion about Iraq? Let's go to Robin in Fort Collins. Robin, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I am doing all right. I've been trying to get on for 2 days, and now I finally got on, and I'm so very happy about that.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
I just have to throw something out because it's something that's really been bothering me. Number one, I have to start off saying that I was never a Bill Clinton fan. As a president, I was not real supportive of him. Since his presidency, I have become more of a supporter of Bill Clinton and his ideas. But it just seems like every time this guy starts to talk about the truth of what's going on over there, fuzzy little things get thrown into the minds of the American people. First it was, you know, a blue dress, and now Chris Wallace's gig is taking that away from us, the importance of what Bill Clinton was trying to tell us. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there's some reason why this one person who probably knows more of the truth than any other human being in the world is not allowed to talk about the truth.
Fox, like most of the conservative media, like the right-wing talk show hosts, all of them, are hooked in to a huge infrastructure of information that piles out of Washington, D.C., that dictates talking points, which they use. I've also worked with conservative hosts who will sit there every single night and take notes on what comes down out of Fox and then drag it into work the next day and use that stuff on the air. So that part, absolutely correct. Did Wallace do this? Did this happen in order to try to obscure what's going on? Good question. Could be. Keith Olbermann seems to believe so. There are other people who seem to believe so. Did they deliberately want to change the question? And the thing that I didn't say to Mark is that Clinton did get sandbagged. I mean, there are those out there who believe that it didn't happen. But protocol dictates that if you say to somebody, this is what we're going to do, then you do it, and you don't start off on the second half. You do the first half, the first part first. And the first part was a global initiative, which...
they never got to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, he got sandbagged. So is it done on purpose? That I can't answer you, but I can tell you that Fox is basically a propaganda machine for the GOP.
Well, if the people of the United States of America do not, and I will, you know, I'll throw myself in with a lot also, if we do not begin to respond to this type of covert mind bending, then we can take a look at 200 years ago when the indigenous people in this country were rounded up and told that they were going to be protected by the United States government. And we today can see what a successful operation that was. That's what we're looking at. That's what I'm afraid for my son and for my grandson.
We have to strive for a change in course. We also have to strive to put trust back in the institutions of the federal government. And that's not going to be an easy task, but we got to try to get it done. Robin, thank you. Drive safe.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, the problem with your conservative caller two calls ago is exactly what's wrong with the Republican Party. They buy into this stuff hook, line, and sinker. They don't question anything their party does. And to give you an example, Condoleezza Rice got caught in two lies yesterday. One, when she said the administration was vindicated by the 9/11 report, which is exactly completely wrong. They said that the administration never even tried to deal with al-Qaeda until after 9/11. Second of all, she said that the Clinton administration never told them, never talked about al-Qaeda and any of that stuff, when in fact we do know Clinton's administration left this great, a long plan, a long report on the biggest threat to this country was al-Qaeda. So she lied twice yesterday. The third thing is, George Bush, what does he think we're a bunch of idiots? I mean, how many Islamic, enemies have we created every day? I mean, the thing is, we're creating more jihadists every day simply because of our presence in Iraq. It makes no sense to me that we continue down this road when there's more jihadists now than there were 5 years ago. Well, why is that? Because of our policies. Now, I don't agree that we should get out of Iraq, but we better think of a better way to do this. I still say what we need to do is split it up into three countries, and that way, and then we can get out.
I've thought about that, too. Do you think you could get the Sunnis, though, to buy into that idea? Do you think you could get the Sunnis to buy into the idea of splitting the country up? Because they would be scared they wouldn't get the oil resources. And could you talk the Shia majority out of hogging all the oil resources and giving some to the Sunnis?
Well, if they're serious about living in peace, they're going to have to. If not, if the Shiites say no, we're not going to do that, well, this is going to be an endless war. It'll never end. And if what are we supposed to do? Stay there for the next 50 years? I think not. I mean, our resources are so strained right now. I just don't see what options we have as a country. And basically, it's this administration's fault.
Well, I would agree. Terry, thank you, man. Have a good day.
You too, Jay.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to a guy who keeps a blog on Mad Tommy Tancredo. Yeah, this guy is, and you know what? He's not partisan. He's just a middle-of-the-road, everyday guy. But he thinks Tommy Tancredo is a grandstander, and he keeps a blog on Tommy's activities. We'll talk to him coming up next year on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Hello, America. America. I'm Wink Martindale, and it's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you can save now and save later. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Log on to Orbitz.com, book your trip this year, and save $50. Then next year, save $200 on select trips to the sunny Caribbean, Mexico, or Hawaii. Save now, save later. Orbitz and go.
Save $50 on select 3 plus night packages booked by 10806. Travel by 1231.06. Save $200 on select 5 plus night packages booked and travel between 1-1 through 3-31-07. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
White House correspondent Peter Bayer. Peter, what's the reaction been to the release of that secret report on terrorism?
Frank, predictably, it breaks along party lines.
The president is wrong. Iraq is in real trouble.
Democratic Senator Joseph Biden says the report shows the need for a political solution in Iraq based on different factions sharing oil wealth. But former Bush communications director Nicole Wallace, now a CBS News political consultant, says the report proves the president's point.
The stakes for the terrorists are higher in no other place than in Iraq.
The intel report released by the administration itself, though, says the Iraq war has become a cause celeb for jihadists. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Iraq, the onset of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan has increased attacks by sectarian death squads and insurgents.
We're seeing an increase in attacks as anticipated. The terrorist and illegal armed groups are punching back in an effort to discredit the government of Iraq, and more specifically, the Baghdad security plan.
Major General William Caldwell. The Federal Appeals Court hears arguments today in a landmark slavery reparations case. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen tells us it pits the descendants of slaves against big banks and insurance companies.
This case is about the statutes of limitation and whether they ought to apply to block any claim any of these plaintiffs might have based upon slave-era practices. The plaintiffs say that they are within the limitations period for filing suit because they just recently got access to the records that they say established their case. The big companies say that they're simply too late.
She was a familiar voice to GIs who served in the Pacific during World War II.
This is your number one enemy.
The government believed that Eva Tagore Dakino was the infamous propaganda-spewing Tokyo Rose. Dakino, who went to prison for treason but was pardoned after accusers changed their story, died yesterday. She was 90. War veteran Sidney Schuster remembers Tokyo Rose.
We listened to a lot of Tokyo Rose. The music she played was the type that the GIs loved. It was back-home music. Her propaganda went in one ear and out the other.
Well, the good old family doctor may be a dying breed. Live to CBS's Jim Shinnery. Jim, what's happening?
Well, young docs want better hours, more money, so they're becoming specialists, Frank, not GPs. And it could be a real problem for states with high retiree populations in the coming years. The American Academy of Family Physicians says the number of med school grads going into family practice dropped by more than half between 1997 and 2005. Florida, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, and Idaho all projected to have doctor shortages by the year 2020.
Grumpy old men? The Baltimore Sun says new research suggests disagreeable people are sharper and more intelligent than their easygoing peers when they reach the golden years. And just ahead of the bell, S&P futures down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender
signature chicken garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A Boulder City councilman arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. Irwin Richard Polk arrested Monday night after an officer stopped him near 15th and Pearl. Police say the officer smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle and Polk himself, over 2 grams of suspected marijuana confiscated along with a wooden pipe.
He called me and explained what had happened and said that he was very sorry that it happened because he felt it reflects on council.
Fellow council member Tom Eldridge there. Any council member convicted of a crime can be removed from office, but Polk's fate has not been decided by the mayor. More money to New York Senator Hillary Clinton than local candidates. It's happening in Aspen. The Aspen Times says the Clinton campaign has picked up $44,000 from Pitkin County. Far more money than given to Congressman Salazar or Udall and former candidate Peggy Lamb added together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We do have a couple of freeway problems to be aware of. A two-car wreck clogging up eastbound 270 through Commerce City from I-76 to Vasquez. In Aurora, northbound lanes affected at Alameda. That one sits off on the left shoulder, but you're braking back to Parker. We have some Curiosity slowing southbound. If your destination is downtown, no real worries for I-25. We just have the normal congestion now, I-70 to Spear. We had a minor problem in downtown, though, off the freeway eastbound Colfax east of Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing clouds, a bit windy, isolated showers, high of 68. Currently it's 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU. Evenings are online. Attend an open house October 10th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make.
If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 68. Partly sunny. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's good to have you here this morning. Hey, go to am760.net because you know what? If I can do this, you can do it too. You might be the next progressive radio star. AM 760 Progressive Talk, the Jones Radio Networks, and the Center for American Progress are looking for the next progressive talk star. Check out am760.net to find out how you could win a year-long contract for a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. The call for entries for the Progressive Talk Radio Star Contest is underway right now. The deadline is October the 6th, so you got to get moving on this. Don't miss your chance to be a talk radio star. Check out am760.net for all the information on how to enter. And good luck from all of us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I mean that, because maybe someday you can replace me, which means I could go into retirement. Okay, we're going to talk to a gentleman who I found simply by accident, but he has a great blog out called Tom Tancredo Watch. Actually, it's Tancredo Watch, and you can see it at tancredowatchblog.blogspot.com or at tancredo.org. TomTancredo.org. His name is Rolf Ospog. And let me make sure I have the name right. Rolf, do I have your name right? Is it Ospog?
Yes. That's correct, Tom. Jay.
Okay.
Tom.
Okay. The first thing I want to ask you, before we even get into why you started doing this.
Oh, is that, that's what you want to ask me first?
Well, wait a minute. No, before we get into that, you sent us an email, and I want you to talk about this. You once wrote a letter to the newspaper. Which newspaper was this that you wrote a letter to complaining about Tom Tancredo, and you got some guy called your house and started, like, yelling at you?
Yeah, you know, I've written a couple of letters, and I think one was one of the major dailies. I can't remember which one. The response was irritated, to say the least, you know, that anyone dares to express an opinion against Mr. Tancredo, who really is viewed as a savior by a lot of people. The thing that bothered me the most was that I was out when I'm listed in the phone book. I was out, and my wife got the call, and this guy started yelling at my wife. I called him back up to basically both to talk with him and to say, please don't yell at my wife.
Yeah, really.
And the guy just went off the deep end, just screaming and yelling and referring to Muslims in pretty terrible terms. And I think it just underscores that this is a real volatile topic. It's a very sensitive topic, and it's a topic that a lot of people are extremely concerned about for good reason. But what really, one of the things that really bothers me about Tom Tancredo is that I believe he's hijacked this topic and the topic of immigration and the topic of terrorism. I think he's hijacked both of those and uses those just for his own political advantage and is taking advantage of people just like he took advantage of his previous allies in the term limits movement.
Yeah, Mad Tommy is a little opportunistic. Let's talk about, first of all, about you. And you're not right or left, really, are you? You're just kind of a mainstream, kind of middle-of-the-road guy.
I'd say I'm a moderate Democrat. I am registered as a Democrat. I'm a moderate, and I guess I like tilting at windmills. When Clinton was having his problems, especially when he lied to the American people, I wrote to him and said I thought he should resign. And for some reason, he didn't listen to me. And I probably will have just as much an effect on talking about Tom Tancredo. But, you know, I just think that integrity is important in this day and age. I think I am pretty moderate, and I do put a higher value on integrity. And if somebody is a strong conservative, I may differ with them, but if at least they have the, you know, personal integrity, I'll feel a lot more comfortable possibly voting for them or at least listening to what they have to say.
Why did you start TomTancredo.org?
I live down in the 6th Congressional District, and it really is a one-party district. You know, it's one of those gerrymandered districts that, it wasn't gerrymandered in the sense that it's just the squiggle or anything, but it's just a district that if you are a Democrat or have a little more liberal leanings, you're kind of stuck out here. Although it's funny how a lot more and more of my neighbors, if I talk with anyway, seem to share my sort of general political leanings. But anyway, it's more of a Republican district. This, once Tancredo decided to violate his term limits pledge, he's going to be the congressman for life for the 6th Congressional District unless he is engaged in some major scandal or unless he decides to honor his pledge to leave. The thing is that if he were to say, he took a pledge back when he first ran for Congress back in 1998. That was actually the centerpiece of his campaign back then. He used it to pummel his opponent. He said, I'm going to be a citizen legislature. I'll be in office for no more than 3 terms and then I'll leave. I promise you that. I swear that. And as late as 2001, he was still saying, to me, that's the overriding issue. I gave you my word. I will keep my word. Well, you know, the chickens come home to roost and it's time for him to leave, and suddenly he starts saying a different tune, saying that the Lord had spoken to him and that he needed to stay in office.
Whoa, wait a minute. I wasn't here when that happened.
Yeah.
He actually said publicly that the Lord spoke to him and told him to stay in office, so he's got this messianic vision that he should stay in Congress?
You know, I don't think he actually used the word spoke, but he said the Lord has a plan for him. And so, you know, obviously he had been consulting anyway, whether it was there was actual words exchanged or whatever, but he said, you know, God had signal to him anyway that he needed to stay in office for the good of this cause. He said, "I am the I find myself in a position of great in an important position here, and I need to carry on this fight." Well, I don't know if you know John Caldera.
I know him quite well.
Yeah, well, John Caldera is a guy who I disagree with on a lot of things, but I mean, when it came time for Tancredo to break his term limits pledge, even Tancredo wrote, and Tancredo is extremely conservative, he came out against Tancredo and wrote in his newspaper column that this has nothing to do with term limits. Tancredo can say, you know, term limits was a bad idea, but he made a promise. It's about personal integrity. And the way Caldera put it was that when you believe in a promise so strongly that you write it down, it becomes a contract. And he went on and said that many say that Tom is so good that he ought to break his pledge. And Tancredo noted that Tom himself says there are folks more qualified than he is in his own district. If so, Tom should bring them up to speed, counsel them never to make such a pledge, and help them win. And that's the thing that gets to me, Jay, is that there are plenty of other Republicans in this district who Tom could say, you know, I made a promise to serve only three terms. Maybe I don't believe in this now, but I do believe in personal integrity. I should leave. You take my place. He can mentor. He could easily find someone who believes as strongly as he does in the particular issues he believes in. And then we could have someone out here representing us with integrity.
Well, there's somebody good out there running. His name is Bill Winter. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7, we're talking to Ralph Ospog. He is the blogger who has TancredoWatch.blogspot.com, or you can go to TomTancredo.org. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, not at all. You know, I think Bill Winter is an excellent individual. He's a former Marine, Navy veteran, someone who served his country with distinction and who I think represents sort of the mainstream out here. I know that he must recognize, you know, that he's got a tough road to hoe out here just because it is such a Republican district. But he certainly is someone who has, I think, it seems as if he would deal with even the issues that Tancredo believes in so strongly in just a lot more responsible manner.
This whole Dixie flap and the whole thing in South Carolina, why doesn't that get the attention of your congressional district the same way that George Allen is under siege for the Makaka comment, and now you've got people coming forward and saying that he used the N-word, yet it seems like, except for us talking about it and a couple of articles in the Rocky, Tancredo went to the two other talk stations here who are both right-wing and found safe harbor, excused himself away, and nobody from your district really, except for Bill Winter and the people around Bill Winter, nobody has really said anything.
You know, it's funny. His spokesperson came right out and other people, apologists for him, said, "Oh yeah, you know, Tancredo, this is the this liberal organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've got an agenda." Well, sure they have an agenda, but they weren't making up the facts. I haven't heard anybody. I haven't heard a single person from Tancredo or anyone else refute that he was speaking from a podium with a Confederate battle flag on it. Now, the original excuse that was given by the organizers was, well, he was speaking in a museum and it just had a lot of Confederate paraphernalia sitting around. And then later on, I think it was the Rocky that pointed out that no, in fact, they moved paraphernalia from other rooms and other places in specifically for this event. You know, they put the Confederate flag on the podium for this event. And, you know, that makes sense. I mean, this is a room that was rented out in a museum, and I doubt a museum is going to rent out a room to people with a permanent Confederate flag mounted on it. So here he is speaking at this wonderful location. I wish somebody had a picture of it somewhere. I haven't been able to find a picture of it anywhere. And then, afterwards, they're all leaving, and he decides to join them as they're singing Dixie. And this is a crowd that has people dressed in Confederate uniforms. It has people there from a group called the League of the South, which everyone agrees is a nutso racist organization that wants to have the South secede from the U.S. now and basically return to the, you know, They wish they were in the land of cotton, you know. And here's Tancredo singing Dixie with them. I just am amazed that he hasn't been getting more more flack about this. But he does have this demeanor about him, this kind of aw shucks, you know. I mean, he's a funny guy when you hear him talk, and I think he gets away with stuff like this.
So there's no outrage over it.
There's not enough outrage over stuff like it. And here I am, you know, tilting at windmills with this term limits thing. It's the same thing. There's no outrage about a guy who I mean, Tom Tancredo wasn't just some politician who said, I promise to obey term limits and then leave it. He was the chief architect of term limits in Colorado. He was the leader of the Colorado Term Limits Coalition. What he did was kind of like the Pope saying, I don't believe in being a Catholic anymore, but I still want to be Pope, you know, so I still want to stay in my Vatican apartment. You know, and that's just the thing that just kills me, is that we all realize how important integrity is nowadays, and I don't think anyone could have said it better than one of Tancredo's former intimate colleagues, who was the senior fellow of the Term Limits Coalition in the U.S., and he said, voters can count on one thing. They'll never be able to count on Tom Tancredo. And to me, as Tom used to say himself, that's the overriding issue. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with everything Tancredo has to say about illegal immigration, although I think he's just wrong to focus solely on enforcement and not, you know, and I really don't like his these terms that he uses that are really loaded, you know, terms like, he actually said at one point that Mexicans are barbarians at the gate. You know, language like that is just, that's why he's got these white supremacist groups lining up in support of him. Even though he says, I don't like these people, I have nothing to do with them, they group with him because he uses language that they kind of realize, he uses the right words, put it that way. And when you have that combined with somebody who just by his actions demonstrates lack of integrity. I mean, he'll say, I have high integrity, I'm candid, everyone agrees that I am, you know, good for my word. Well, you know, you're known by your works. And the one time he had to live up to a promise he made, he just utterly broke it. So that's why I just really dislike the gentleman.
Do you think he's racist?
You know, I don't think deep down he is. I think he's an opportunist. I frankly don't think, and again, I'm just judging him by his actions. I think he's found this issue of immigration, and he realizes, hey, this isn't going to go anywhere for a while. If I just keep pounding the drum and just sit back in my Barca Lounger and send out inflammatory letters every now and then, and he just loves to send out letters.
Boy, he does, doesn't he?
I don't think he's ever written a private letter in his life. You know, I think that, it's one thing if he'd written privately to the Pope and said, hey, Pope Benedict, I don't think you need to apologize. But, of course, he's not doing that. He knows the Pope isn't going to read the darn thing.
Yeah, that whole flap, which, by the way, today is in the Rocky Mountain News again.
Oh, boy.
This time, Representative John Salazar defended his Muslim press secretary, saying she is a true blue American, which he doesn't have to say that, who is being used as a scapegoat by desperate Republican opponents. I think he's right about that.
Boy, I do too.
And Tancredo is at the heart of this whole thing, and then you've got this guy John Tipton, who apparently doesn't want to discuss the events facing the country today, so he gets off on trying to, you know, beat the crap out of this woman, this 24-year-old daughter of Pakistani immigrants, who, you know, objected to her religion being attacked by Tancredo, and he taking things out of context out of the Quran. And you're right. Why he makes the letter public? Why make the letter public?
Well, this is classical Tancredo too. I mean, he is a bully, and you know that's a harsh thing to say. But again, you're judged by what you do. And this is a guy who, when a 14-year-old honor student who's not here legally. But it's, you know, it wasn't his choice, obviously. His parents are illegal immigrants. He's here. He's in school. He dares to speak out about something. He gets quoted in the paper saying something. Tom Tancredo reads about it, and he's right on the phone and with letters to immigration saying, deport this kid. Now, when he hears about this woman who dares to send an email, and she says in the email, I'm writing this, you know, in my personal capacity. It has nothing to do with in fact, I'm sure she could have said, I'm sure John Salazar would not be too excited about to hear that I'm writing this. It's probably the last thing he needs for his campaign. But, geez, you know, it's a free country. And she writes this email. The very first thing Tancredo does is he sends out a public letter to Salazar, in essence threatening this lady's job, you know, saying, well, now, John Salazar, do you agree with your, you know, with your with these radical Muslim leanings? And you know, he even goes so far, and I thought this was rather despicable. Here's this 24-year-old lady whose last name is Haq, H-A-Q, and Tancredo writes a, just sends out a letter and says, you know, issues something to the press talking about a political hack. You know, it's just, you know.
Mad Tommy. I mean, he's Mad Tommy Tancredo. He is irrational. He's a poor representative. He has no legislative track record.
Well, you hit on another reason why I'm just dissatisfied as one of his constituents. I mean, he now has been in office since 1998, and if you go to his website and see his proudest accomplishments, the first thing he mentions is that he was instrumental in getting an anti-bullying hotline established out here. Well, you know, Columbine was an extremely serious situation out here, and it's great that things have been done about this. But frankly, that was something that the state did. That wasn't anything that a congressional
right.
Congress did. You know, if that's the biggest thing you can point to in all the years you've been out here, I don't think he's serving us very well.
No, I don't think he is either, which is why I urge folks in your district to vote for Bill Winter. Rolf, thank you so much for being on the program. And
thank you very much.
We will tap your expertise from time to time, and we urge everybody to go to tancredowatch.blogspot.com or tancredo.org.
Just tell people
Tom Tancredo. Yeah, TomTancredo.org. Thank you, Rolf, and we appreciate you getting up and being on the show. We'll definitely have you back on again.
Thank you very much, Jay.
Okay, you got it. All right, there's Rolf Ospaugh. Once again, it's TancredoWatch.blogspot.com or TomTancredo.org. Keeping a watch on Mad Tommy. Mad Tommy out there, who we've invited on the show a million times and won't come on.
Who's time? He don't want to get beat up.
So he only goes where he feels he's safe. It's typical. All right, 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Oh, by the way, if you missed any of that interview, get it. Podcast, am760.net. Choose the 7 o'clock hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Jay, our ride through Commerce City is hampered now by a collision. Eastbound 270 dragging from I-76 to Vasquez. That's just adding to all the normal congestion we usually have through there. In Aurora, had a collision that's now out of traffic, but northbound 225 still a slow go from Parker to Alameda. Southbound, you'll catch the delays at Smith and again at Yosemite as you make your way into the tech center. Crowded now eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood and on the east side of the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Weather today, increasing clouds, a bit windy, isolated showers. Looking for a high of 68. Right now it's 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michael. AM760 Progressive Talk.
You work hard and your business is important to you. Shouldn't your bank work hard too? At Citywide Banks, they take the time to understand your banking needs and what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado because they're locally owned just like you. Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC.
The Colorado real estate market is the pits, but experts are predicting a strong comeback. Interest rates are still low and foreclosure bargains are everywhere. Hi, this is Bill Bronchick, best-selling real estate author and president of the Colorado Association of Real Estate Investors. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for our 9th annual real estate convention on October 14th and 15th. Our experts will share no-nonsense, practical advice on how you could get started in real estate. For more information and a free audio CD, call 1-888-58-REAL-ESTATE. That's 1-888-58-REAL-ESTATE.
727, 27 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. When I talk about Rocky's Autos, people seem, I get emails about this, and they seem to have this idea that Rocky's is what they call in the car business a bone lot. Junky used cars. No. Rocky's has got a huge, diverse selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. As a matter of fact, they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why? Because of their diverse inventory. Everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, on top of that, you can go log online right now and look at the inventory yourself at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And check out the inventory and see exactly what I'm talking about. Take advantage of their matching down incentive going on now. Up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got three towards your next vehicle. And great people to work with. I recommend you go out there and see my friends Tom and Marvell Shearer, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Poker-Faced Jason. Go out there and see any of my friends working out there. Jim Monroe, Maryland's illegitimate brother. Any of the folks working out there can help you out because that's what they're all about. They're about helping you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos. I talk about them a lot. They've been early supporters of this show, and they are my friends. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Our cat has the right idea. He wants to lie in the sun, he goes out. He wants to nap on the couch, he comes in. He hears birds in the backyard, out. He hears the can opener in the kitchen, in. He just goes wherever the spirit moves him. So here's my point. I want to be the cat.
In Colorado, chasing the good life means spending as much time outside as inside. So at John Lang Homes, we put as much thought into our outdoor spaces as we do our indoor spaces. Like the outdoor living room with its own fireplace, and the outdoor kitchen with its built-in grill. The idea is to make every moment you spend at home, inside or out, as gratifying as getting your ears scratched. Come see homes inspired by the Colorado outdoors at Stapleton, Vista Ridge, and Outlook. And coming soon to Country Club Highlands and South Shore. Learn more at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival. Held at the Colorado Convention Center, this three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free ticket, log on to am760.net.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You can instant message me at am760.net. I look at those when I get a chance, and I try to check them out. By the way, I want to remind you again, you know what? You can do what I'm doing. You can be the next progressive radio star. Here's how. AM 760, Progressive Talk, the Jones Radio Networks, and the Center for American Progress are looking for the next progressive talk star. Check out am760.net to find out how you could win a year-long contract for a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. The call for entries for the Progressive Talk Radio Star Contest is underway right now. The deadline for those entries is October the 6th. Cassette, CD, MP3. Don't miss your chance to be a talk radio star. Check out am760.net for all the information on how to enter, and good luck from all of us here at am760.net. So, Gina, you can't enter because you work here.
Well, darn.
You see, you can't be a progressive talk star either because you're conservative.
Why is that?
But you could do what they call in the wrestling world, which is a heel turn, or you could drop the strap, as they say, which is you could come on as a reincarnation and you could change and become a progressive talk star.
I see.
But you can't enter the contest.
Okay. And by the way, it's wrestling. Not wrestling.
No, it's wrestling.
According to my husband, it's wrestling.
Or as they used to say in Salt Lake City, the wrestles. So they used to call it. I was a ring announcer for that.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah.
I worked
with all those big names.
Oh, my gosh. My husband's going to want to talk to you.
Andre the Giant. The late Andre the Giant. Action Smash.
That's cool.
There's another guy working in this building, too. I don't mind mentioning his name. He's on opposite me, Peter Boyles, who also was involved in this world. Every morning, Boyles and I sit around and have these conversations about wrestling. Now, no adult, mature adult, is going to come forward and say or admit to the fact that, one, they ever watched it, or, B, that they think that it was real. But I'm going to tell you something. People did watch it.
Yes.
And a lot of us watched it when we were growing up.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of us thought it was real. And a lot of us couldn't figure out how they did all this stuff.
But you don't think that now.
Well, no, because I've seen the inside of it, so I know it's not.
My husband tells me it is.
well, yeah, okay. Fine.
And I'm like, I don't want to watch anymore.
So you really think that people actually like get hit in the ring and start bleeding?
No, I don't.
You want me to give you a little inside tip on how that's done?
Yes.
Does everybody want to know? Turk, do you know?
Ketchup packets?
No, not ketchup. Should I explain it? I can go into it.
Why not? Tell us.
I don't even know if they do juice matches anymore, which is what they used to call them, juice matches.
How does that work?
Okay. Have you ever noticed that the wrestler's wrists are taped?
Okay.
They hide a razor blade in there. And while one wrestler distracts the crowd, the other wrestler crouches into the turnbuckle and slits his skin on his forehead. And because he's hot and sweaty and worked up, then that causes blood to start to come down. And you got to make sure you don't cut too deep. I worked with a guy once who cut too deep, and they had to stop the match. They had to call the match early and take him to the hospital because he'd hit an artery. But that's what you do. And then it gets smeared around all over the place, and people go, oh, my God, it's blood. Well, it is blood. But you got to ask yourself, how much money would it take, and what kind of mature adult would cut themselves to make a living?
Yeah, really.
I, for one...
That's awful.
I, for one, for the money they pay, I would do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Now you know. And they got all kinds of terms and things that they... When you would go to where the place where they're going to have the match, like when I did it, it was at the old Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, and you'd walk in and they'd hand you the card, and they'd say, okay, now, you know, this one here is going to be a Broadway. And a Broadway means that it's a draw.
Uh-huh.
So they get into all of this kind of stuff. So you'd write on the little thing, Broadway. Yeah.
Very interesting. I'd like to pick your brain some more about it later
on. I think you should become a professional wrestler,
there,
Jay.
You go.
I think you got a second career ahead of you.
Jay Smackdown.
You kind of got that professional wrestler look, too, so.
You think I do?
Yeah, kind of.
I could never do that, man. I'm not in a good enough physical shape.
You look rough and tough.
You got to be in good physical shape to pull that off, or at least you got to be limber.
You think Andre the Giant was in good physical shape?
Well, Andre the Giant's whole deal was he was so big. Do you have any idea how big he was? He was so big that all he had to do was show up. The ring is spring-loaded, and when Andre the Giant would walk in the ring, I would have to grab the rope to keep from getting bounced out of the ring. That's how heavy he was.
Oh, my goodness.
I know it. All those guys, King Kong Bundy.
I bet you could pick up somebody, a little guy, and throw him across the ring, though.
Yeah, King Kong Bundy, he wasn't in good shape, or that hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, what they do is when they're going to go to body slam them, what they do is they jump, they help, they help their opponent. There's tons of stuff. Like, for instance, these battle royals. You've seen that where they have like 22, 25 guys in the ring?
Yes.
Okay, how do you think they figure out who wins that, and how do you think they know when to go out of the ring?
I have no idea.
You walk into the locker room, the dressing room, and there's a blackboard, and every wrestler gets a number. So if you're number 19, you just watch what's going on, and when number 18 goes out, you know you're next.
Okay.
And the last number, the last guy, number 25, is the winner.
Oh. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll never be invited to a WWE event.
You've exposed them, all their secrets.
I know, I could talk about it. I could talk about it for hours on end. It was one of the wildest things I have ever done in this business. I used to return tuxes. I rent these tuxes. I used to return them covered in blood. I used to have stuff thrown at me. When you would introduce certain wrestlers, people would just go crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand while Nikolai Volkov sings the Russian national anthem? Boo! People are throwing stuff at you. Stuff bouncing off my tux. All right. 7:37. It's 37 minutes past the hour. Let's get a look at traffic with Gina.
All right. Well, no smackdown right now on the freeways. We just have some collision activity in the cleanup stages. Eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez. Northbound 25, still a little sluggish at Alameda. Highway 36 out of Boulder, jammed now at Federal. This is all the typical congestion all the way to I-25, stacked up to out of Lakewood on 6th Avenue, and through Highlands Ranch, C-470 eastbound is building from Broad.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Talk about a mad power grab. This one involves the whole lot of them. The governor, that's Bill Owens, rounds up a political ally and appoints her Secretary of State. That's Gigi Dennis. Then at just the right time, Owens' lawyers give Dennis her marching orders. Next thing you know, Dennis concocts rules that wipe out our rights just weeks before Election Day. People were outraged. Newspapers howled. Fortunately, a judge ruled Dennis was way out of line and shot down her scheme, but these guys don't care. They think they own Colorado. So now they're back at it, with the Attorney General's office joining the pack for good measure. Our Republican leaders wasting tax dollars, rigging elections, and trampling on our rights. But who can blame them? With our economy weak, housing prices down, and skyrocketing health care costs, I'd want to rig the elections too. Pray they don't get away with it.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Hey, folks, it's Otto, official spokesal for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
From 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. High today, 68, partly sunny skies. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the Trailhead Group, about 520, about this one of Colorado's most vicious smearing 527s. And I got an instant message from somebody. You can instant message me at am760.net. And they wanted to know, do I watch wrestling now? No. I don't have any idea what's going on. I can't remember the last time I've seen it. Years. It's been years. I have no idea who's left. I have no idea who's there. I have no idea what's going on. Every once in a while, I'll see the ads for the pay-per-view things. I don't know any of the people that are involved. Some of them I know are either grandchildren or are sons of legendary wrestlers because they carry the same last name. But I couldn't swear to you that they are. I don't know. Because that business is a business where everybody has an assumed identity, just about.
Vince McMahon is on line one and wants to have a few words with you.
Oh, about talking about wrestling? Oh, about outing the sport, you mean? The alleged, and it's not really even a sport, the alleged entertainment?
Yeah, so, I used to go to a lot of those things when I was a little kid. We used to go down to the old McNichols Arena, and then sometimes they'd have them down at the Denver Coliseum. And I remember seeing a Battleman Royale, and I was probably, my brother was 16 or 17, so I'd be like 11 or 12, and he would take me to these things, and the Junkyard Dog won the Battleman Royale that I went to, and Andre the Giant was there.
Well, I worked with him. I worked with the Junkyard Dog.
I want to say Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
I worked with Paul Orndorff.
I mean, it was great. I had a bunch of fun going to those things. And for me, I thought it was real back then. You know, they'd come on TV like every Friday night from like 7 to 9. And if I wasn't there, I'd have my mom record it on our VCR. And then I'd watch it when I got home. But I was into it, man. I mean, big time. I used to have the little plastic figurines. I don't know how I felt for it.
Oh, I remember those figurines. Matter of fact, I've got one at home of Classy Freddie Blassie, who's now deceased, who later went on to become a friend of mine. I've got one of those.
Who was the guy with the megaphone?
Jimmy Hart?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I worked with him, too.
I had a bunch of fun. My favorite wrestler was Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, he had a lot of problems. I tell you what, I worked with him one night at the Salt Palace. I was telling somebody else this morning in the building, where he had that snake, and the snake, they used to put it in the showers, in the dressing rooms, the locker rooms. You know, it would be the locker rooms that for instance, the basketball teams or the hockey team would
use. The locker rooms, yeah.
Yeah. So they turn on warm water to wake the snake up because snakes are cold-blooded. And apparently Jake had walked away or wasn't paying attention to what was going on. And I get this whisper from the timekeeper. I'll never forget this. He says to me, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "What?" He said, "Jake the Snake Roberts' snake has gotten away. It's in the building somewhere." And when you've got 18,000 people packed into the old Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, and there's this huge snake, it wasn't poisonous, but it was freaky, unless you are not freaked out by snakes, but a lot of people are. Crawling around, they were scared that what was going to happen was there'd be a panic and a stampede and somebody get injured. So they hunted all over the place for the snake and couldn't find it. And they were convinced that it had gotten loose and was in the crowd. Well, it turns out that somehow the snake, this was in the wintertime, the snake had gotten out the back door. We're going down the loading dock of the Salt Palace, and it fallen asleep in the snow.
And did it survive?
And they found it. Yeah, it survived. They put it back in the shower, warmed it back up again. He put it in the burlap bag, and then he would go out there. And then, of course, when he would pull that thing out, everybody ran.
That's kind of like his prop, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd run and dive out of the ring, or you'd roll out of the ring in my case. Well, he would threaten everybody with it. Sometimes he would just carry nothing but a 2x4 in there. And never show it. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the weirdest worlds I think that Mary and I have ever been involved in.
Well, it was great. You know, he would knock out his opponent, and then when they were passed out, he'd wrap that snake around
right.
their head, and they'd wake up like, "Oh, my God, the snake's around my head."
Yeah, but they weren't passed out. You know, they were laying there. I mean, you could, if you were close, you could tell. Some of them would show up and wrestle drunk. I mean, all of these things would go on. And we bought into them as kids because we were naive and we didn't know. I think that's one of the big, big things. And it used to be before they had cable television and they had all of this stuff, mass communications like you've got now, every town or every region, they called it, had like a local star or local stars. I don't know who the local stars were here in Denver. And I don't even know what television station was on here. Does anybody know? Can anybody name any of the local stars? Can anybody name any of the stars, like, if you were growing up here in the 60s? Can anybody name anybody who was locally on the scene? because I don't know. I don't know if who the people here were, but every town had them. Every town had them, and a lot of times they wrestled at the local television station. So I just wonder if anybody remembers, if anybody was hooked into that when they were a kid. 303-713-7600. I'll just entertain anybody. And if you want to instant message me at am760.net and give me some names, that would be good, too. I always wonder about the local history of a city and of an area, the culture of it, and who the locals were, and if anybody even remembers. And I think to remember back to that kind of television, you would have to be at least in your 40s and 50s. I think if you're like John Turk's age, by that time, they had videotape, and all of it kind of got cranked out of one location. So it wasn't like the old days of live television, where I remember a locker room interview with two wrestlers, and one of them let off the F-bomb word, and this had to be like 1965. Man, parents were upset. Parents got upset over that. 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, let's go to Gina with a look at traffic.
Well, Jay, nothing too unusual, but it is a busy Wednesday. It looks like we may have a crash northbound 25 at Orchard. Need to watch out for that slowing through the tech center. Otherwise, we're just seeing heavy traffic now. Eastbound arteries, I-70 overloaded, Federal to Brighton. Still had some issues through Commerce City, eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez from that earlier crash. And we're starting to fill up I-76 eastbound at 88th. You can also expect intermittent delays to continue through Aurora, northbound 225 from Parker to Alameda. And for your downtown commute, southbound 25 is packed 58 to Spear. Weather today, increasing clouds, a bit windy, isolated showers, high of 68. Currently, it's 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations at the
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
In this world.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Dogs are absolutely the most fantastic pets in the world. More than half of all U.S. households have a companion animal. And a lot of them are dogs. And Mary and I, we just love Coco and Jackson. As I've said many times on the air here, you can have the worst day. I can get like the most god-awful, nasty hate email, and get home, and they love me. They're just the best. And we treat them like family. And that's why we feed them like family, which is what Purina One is all about, their natural blend. That's exactly what it's about. Real white meat, chicken, brown rice, steam cooked to help lock in the flavor and nutrients. Sounds like something you'd have on a special night at your house, but you know what? It's for your four-legged friend. It's for your dog. And new Purina One Natural Blend starts with high-quality natural ingredients, including white meat chicken as a first ingredient, oatmeal and brown rice, plus soy and canola oils. You'll see the difference. You will see the difference when you feed your dogs Purina One. So does a natural dog food sound right for your dog? If it does, check it out. It's available now. Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. And here's a special offer that's good only until the end of this week. So call today, only this week, and you'll receive a free 4-pound bag or equal value off any Purina One formula. Don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And get it today. It's free. 1-888-606-BARK.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about social security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't
don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
MJ England and Associates remind parents that if your teenagers are planning to attend back to school or homecoming parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities without alcohol. In other words, they can have a good time without drinking. It's the choice more and more smart teens are making this fall to help keep our community and the roadways safer for everyone. This is from MJ England and Associates in Denver. That's MJ England and Associates, making a positive difference in our community for over 20 years.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:54, 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 68, partly sunny. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about the notorious Trailhead Group, their smears and their lies. But right now, on AM 760 Progressive Talk, with me, J. Marvin, we're talking about professional wrestling in Denver. I don't know how I got off on this, but I did. But here's Debbie in Denver, who has a local name for me. Deb, hi, you're on AM 760. Who you got?
Well, Jay, Crusher.
He was local? He was local here?
Crusher, yes.
Wow.
And I can't believe that I'm talking to you about this subject, because of all subjects.
I know.
It's funny, because I was just telling John that I just had turned the radio on and heard that you were talking about it, and that was a big part of my childhood, is going to downtown Denver and watching All-Star Wrestling. And the Crusher was my favorite. And we used to get the programs. And, I mean, I was small. I remember I was first grade. We would go down there. And I just loved it and loved it and loved it. And then I was totally devastated when I found out it was fake.
Now, how did you find out?
Oh, I had an older sister, so it was probably her friends or somebody. You know, I'm not even sure. I don't remember who told me, but I remember just denying it. No, it's not fake.
Right,
it's not
right,
fake.
Right.
And then going and, you know, telling my aunts and my uncles, and they, oh, no, it's not, it's not. And then we would still go, and then eventually I think I just wised up to it. But, oh, it was huge. We would go, you know, I don't know, Friday, Saturday nights, we were there. And I remember walking in to the big doors. I mean, they were gigantic doors. And I don't know. I think that isn't it the old, they just refinished the Opera House, isn't that the same
building? I don't know, because I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Los Angeles, or in Orange County, so I don't know. And whenever I talk about this subject on the air, and it comes up every once in a while because it was a part of my life as a kid and also as an adult, I'll always get on the air because I'm fascinated by this, and I'll always ask about, like, did you go when you were a kid, and where was it held, and who did you see?
That's what I don't remember, but when we've been downtown, and it would be interesting if someone else listening knows, because, and I should just ask my dad, because I'm sure he would know, but I haven't thought of it lately, you know, but it, last time we were downtown Denver at the Performing Arts Center, what is that called? The new Opera Center, the Culkin.
Right, I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what it's called.
But I remember just standing there going, oh, my gosh, I think I used to come here and watch All-Star Wrestling. But, yeah, you know, Jay, my husband and I met you the night we went to see Al Franken. We met you at the restaurant.
Oh, right, yeah.
Bob's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it's so funny because, like I said, I can't imagine calling to talk about wrestling, but it was just a huge childhood thing for me.
It was a big part of television, and by the way, it was called the Old Auditorium Theaters where you went.
That's what it was. Now, is that the same building?
Is that the same building? We don't know.
Okay.
We think so. Yes, it is the same building.
It is. Okay.
All right,
Jeff.
I got to run. Thank you.
All right, Jay. Good talking to you. Have
okay.
a good day.
Take care.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, you got it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, you want to talk more about this? We can do it after 9 o'clock. I mean, I'll reintroduce it again at 9 because I love local history, and I love to hear about local television, and I miss it now that it's all high-tech. Don't you miss, like, the local stuff? All right, the Trailhead Group. Vicious 527 smear machine. We'll talk about it next.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, already. So I'm off warranty now, and I got a few issues, you know. Like noisy brakes, shocks what don't hold up my rear end like they used to. Whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say we got it.
Check your mail and your newspaper for Checker's fabulous fall coupon book, full of more than $350 worth of automotive savings, good now through October 14th. Like a case of Shell motor oil, just 59 cents a quart after rebate. Bosch Platinum spark plugs, just 99 cents each after rebate. 15% off all car stereos, $10 off our all-new X-Side Marathon 108-month battery, and a whole lot more.
So now when your pickup needs a pickup, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
AM760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Breaking news from Dallas. A stunning new explanation of what sent Dallas Cowboys star wide receiver Terrell Owens to the hospital last night. Police there now say Owens attempted to commit suicide. KRLD's B.J. Austin says Owens allegedly told emergency personnel he was depressed and did try to harm himself.
Medical personnel who responded told police, who then put it in the report, that the complainant, meaning Owens, had ingested an unknown large quantity of prescription pain medication. We now believe that was at least about 3 dozen pills.
Last night, Owens' press agent called the problem an allergic reaction. A secret intelligence report, part of which has been declassified and made public, is adding new fuel to the election year debate about the war in Iraq. That report says the war has helped spread terrorism. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden on the CBS News Early Show.
We have not proceeded initially with enough troops, and we haven't shut this thing down, and we don't have a political solution. It just festers.
CBS News analyst John Brennan, a former top counterterrorism official, says it's still not too late to turn the tide.
Depending on how this comes out, I think we could see, over time, both positive and negatives as far as the impact on terrorism and the threat to the United States. A lot depends on how this is going to evolve over the next year or two.
Where have all the children gone? It's a big question in Florida. Live to CBS's Jim Shenaby. Jim, any answers?
Well, the sun may be setting on the Sunshine State. Florida has long been plagued with shortages of teachers and classrooms, but the enrollment figures for this school year show declines. Kevin Kilpatrick moved his family from Florida to Tennessee.
We just thought, the future of having a family would be better here.
Lower crime and more bang for the buck.
We knew we couldn't get the type of home we wanted there. For what we could afford to spend.
Reporting live, Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Maybe you've noticed more small cars on the road. Ford Motor Company analyst George Pippas says he has.
We believe that this year's small car sales will have their best year ever in the history of the industry, with 2.75 million new small cars sold in the United States.
Pippas says drivers who want good mileage like today's small cars because they come loaded with features that used to be available only on big cars. A high-flying French medical team's back on the ground after some groundbreaking surgery in a weightless environment. CBS's Elaine Cobb has that.
The surgeons had to battle with disorientation as they operated in 20-second bursts in a plane going through a spectacular series of arcs, loops, and free falls. That was to simulate zero gravity gravity as French surgeons try to see what it would be like to operate in space. The potentially lethal surgical instruments were held in place by super strong magnets. The surgeons were held in place by harnesses, and the patient, well, he's a bungee jumper, so by all accounts, he was happy to volunteer.
The averages are higher in early Wall Street trading. The Dow Industrials are ahead by 41. NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
Yeah, since you guys have licensed insurance counselors, can you tell me how to break the news to my wife that I just bought a sports car?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed car insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, you will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available most states and situations.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A Boulder City councilman arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. Irwin Richard Polk arrested Monday night after an officer stopped him near 15th and Pearl. Police say the officer smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle and Polk himself, over 2 grams of suspected marijuana confiscated along with a wooden pipe.
He called me and explained what had happened and said that he was very sorry that it happened because he felt it reflects on council.
Fellow council member Tom Eldridge there. Any council member convicted of a crime can be removed from office, but Polk's fate has not been decided by the mayor. More money to New York Senator Hillary Clinton and local candidates. It's happening in Aspen. The Aspen Times says the Clinton campaign has picked up $44,000 from Pitkin County. Far more money than given to Congressman Salazar or Udall and former candidate Peggy Lamb added together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, southbound 25 still hampered in several spots. We had the latest problem, a wreck blocking the right lane between Hamden and Orchard for your ride through the tech center. Police and rescue were on scene, but it looks like they are just getting that cleared now. Things should start to move a little bit better for you. Southbound lane still bogged down, of course, into downtown south of I-70, and the stop and go continues out of Thornton North Glen. Normal delays elsewhere, including 225 through Aurora and the Boulder Turnpike through Broomfield. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather outlook, increasing clouds, a bit windy, isolated showers. We can look for a high of 68. Currently, it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com now. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 8:07. 7 minutes after 8. High today 68. Partly sunny. It's going to be a nice day, nevertheless, along the Front Range. Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm going to talk this a good part of this hour about something that has been bothering me for a long, long time. We've talked about the robocalls that these guys have launched. We've talked about the Trailhead Group of 527, which means that
They can raise funds, and they can't endorse a candidate, but they can attack, or in some cases, they can run loving, but these are very rare, loving ads on both radio and TV about a candidate. And this is about the Trailhead Group's 527. This is about their smearing and lying of Bill Ritter. On the line with me is a guy who's been a frequent guest on this show, Michael Huttner. He is with he's part of our political panel covering the election 2006, and he's the executive director of Progress Now. Michael, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
All right, I think I pretty much described the 527, but maybe you can describe it better. They're allowed to raise money. They cannot officially endorse a candidate, but they frequently are the people who launch negative ads, and they're usually put together by either Republicans and Democrats because both parties use them, although I don't think I've ever seen anything like the Trailhead Group in any of the states I've lived in.
No, that's right. You have the law right, and in Colorado, we unfortunately have the Trailhead Group that was formed by Governor Bill Owens, Pete Coors, and Bruce Benson, and they have set sort of a national standard for the worst, lowest, and most vile ads criticizing candidates. And it's one thing to criticize on the record, but when they make up facts and then broadcast them on the stations, as probably many of your viewers have seen this recent ad that's almost reminiscent of the Willie Horton ads of the late 80s, not only is it bring Beaupre's campaign to an all-time low, because it's all done really in the name of helping Beaupre, but it's also, when they have facts that are inaccurate, there's new laws in Colorado that actually make it illegal to put out false statements.
All right. The false statements are about plea bargaining, which is kind of ironic considering Pete Coors' plea bargain is DUI case, but that's what it's about. And even John Southers stepped forward, who is of the opposite party, and said, wait a minute, I plea bargain cases myself, and that Ritter's plea bargains were no greater or less than the national average, yet the Trailhead Group decided to say something different. And one of the things that they used was this tragic, tragic accident surrounding this little girl. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, they used a tragedy of a mother who lost her daughter a number of years ago. And what they did is they misrepresented what happened with that case, where they explained that Ritter actually let off the person a lot easier than the facts stated. And it was a woman that lost her daughter here in Denver, and the sentence they claimed was about 8 months, when really the woman who had done that was in prison for about 15 months and also served, I want to say, 3 or 4 or 5 years, which arguably is some people may say longer, but the real point it comes down to is that they put out a false statement, which under Colorado law is a class one misdemeanor. If you knowingly just make up statistics and put it in to criticize your opponent in an election. So what we did is we actually launched a huge petition to tens of thousands of people asking them to sign on and also to contact the major stations in their area to pull this false ad.
In this ad, they fail to mention, they don't talk about the fact that the child's mother wanted to settle it. I mean, she didn't want it to go on. I mean, that she wanted to get it done with, and they don't bring this up at all, right?
That's right. They don't mention. In fact, they misrepresent it. And it's interesting whether how these folks who have no relationship with this woman went out of their way to try to put her on camera, stick her on the camera, and then try to get her to help Bob Beaupre. Where my guess is that and I don't know this for a fact, that this woman has no history with the right wing or Bob Beaupre, and yet now she's been set up to appear to try to help them and criticize Bill Ritter, who is certainly the more progressive candidate of the two.
Now, you mentioned that it's against Colorado law.
That's right.
Did you guys turn them in? Did you bust them?
Yeah, we have a huge petition. We've already gathered over 1,000 signatures.
Yeah, I signed it.
Oh, great. And we're asking people, you know, there's a couple ways I want to mention that people can help out. And we actually sent the first batch of signatures yesterday to each of the station managers in Colorado. But what we're asking people to do, because we've heard that they're actually going to pull the ads because they were false. They had inaccurate statements, which makes them against the law to broadcast any. So not only is it illegal for Trailhead, but now that we know that these are false, it's illegal for the television stations to continue to broadcast this. And the one thing I need help with is if any of your listeners see this ad run again. Supposedly they're no longer running the ad as of last night. But if any of your listeners see the ad again, we need them to immediately email or contact us by visiting us at progressnowaction.org and let us know if they see it again, because if it does that, we'll put complaints into the district attorneys and hopefully bring legal complaints against both Trailhead and the stations for running these.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got Michael Huttner on the line Progress Now. He's the executive director of Progress Now. One of the things that I hear the Trailhead has done since they leaked so much slime, that now they're starting to use another name. Have you heard this?
That's right. They actually set up a false name called Coloradans for Justice. So when you see the ad, it'll say paid for. It won't say the Trailhead group. It'll say the Coloradans for Justice. But if you go to the Secretary of State's website, everything's the same. The registered agent, the address. It's nothing more than a front group, because Trailhead is such a slimy group and has been doing so much damage to Bob Beaupre that now they're trying to change, the way they appear so they don't get Beaupre in more trouble, considering his disorganized campaign already has him about 17 points down in the polls.
I wonder why no one in the mainstream media presses the governor about this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, the governor is certainly, he helped found this group, and he is, no doubt, oversees. He's one of the three people that directly oversees the actions of the Trailhead group and the group, well, the same group which ran these ads these past few days.
I got to tell you, I used to be friends with Bill Owens, and I used to like him, but if I saw him, even if I saw him in the hall here, where he frequently appears on the right-wing talk stations, I would say to him, how do you sleep at night being a moral man, being mixed up, or allegedly you're a moral man, how do you sleep at night being mixed up with and being involved with an organization and founding an organization that just flat out gets on the public media and lies? Just lies.
Yeah, and you know what? If we can ensure that the next governor is not Bob Beaupre, then Bill Owens will be out of the game. There's some rumors that he's going to run against Tancredo in a primary in 2008. I think he's got so many issues, both with the way that he pushes deceptive advertising on television, not to mention a lot of issues that have come up, about his own life. That he's certainly, if he's going to continue to do what he does, he should know what's coming to him if he ever tries to run again.
I wish 527s would be outlawed. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the idea of getting rid of 527s if you could legally do it?
I think it's a huge loophole that nobody quite realized how they were going to be utilized when the campaign finance reform under McCain-Feingold came around. I think that they absolutely should be banned, but the problem is that not either party, Republican or Democrat, will do it unilaterally. So a lot of people like Feingold, even McCain, have stepped up and talked about this. But, there's so much, because people like Bob Beaupre get so much money through these, through Bruce Benson and Pete Kors bankrolling their campaigns, they have a self-interest that completely is against trying to ban these 527s. You know, Beaupre's campaign act as if they have nothing to do with the Trailhead group, and I'll try to keep this real simple. The same week, last week, that Bob Beaupre's campaign put out a press release saying that later this week we're going to share with you some of the cases that Bill Ritter's worked on. What was so amazing about it is that Bob Beaupre's campaign never actually put out the cases. It was sort of like the press was saying, where was the items that you promised us? And then all of a sudden, 2 or 3 days later, these ads about Ritter's case pop up, and yet they're not supposed to coordinate at all. You know, is it a coincidence? You know, the Beaupre campaign would claim so, but anybody, including the Rocky Mountain News, has pointed out that this is completely appears to be coordination, which is against the law with Beaupre's campaign.
Yeah, it definitely is. All right, if people want to help you out, where do they go?
Yeah, there's two ways they could help out. Today, the easy one to remember is to go to bothwaysbob.org and sign up for our updates how you can help us out in the next 5 weeks. There's a billboard contest that we're finishing at the end of today. People can submit their entries. And the billboard contest is related to a visit. President Bush, as you may or may not have heard, is going to be in Denver next, a week from today, to try to help save Bob Beaupre's campaign from even going down further in the polls. So we need people to go to bothwaysbob.org, and also that way they can learn different actions that they can take over the next critical 5 weeks on how they can help out.
All right, one last thing very quickly here. You've got a voter outreach program going on. Explain that a little bit and how people can get involved in that.
That's right. There's a group in Colorado we're working with called America Votes. They're a great group. If people either go to bothwaysbob.org and type in their email address, that's the easy way so we can keep you updated. Or if they go to America Votes, this Saturday is a key day, the 30th, where there's going to be a number of ways. You can either work from your home so you don't have to leave your home, or you can actually get out into the streets into targeted areas to help get people educated and hopefully to turn out the vote as we go through towards November 7th.
All right, plug that website again.
America Votes, and then ours is bothwaysbob.org.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, you got it. There's Michael Huttner. He's executive director of Progress Now. Check him out at bothwaysbob.org. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed any or just a part of that interview, go to am760.net, and you can download the podcast if you want. The 8 o'clock hour coming up next. Representative Morgan Carroll, quite outspoken. She's done research on the Trailhead Group. We'll get her take on what it's like not only to be attacked by the Trailhead Group, but also...
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Two-car wreck off the highway at Lincoln and Parker, and then just keep in mind the work on Parker. We have left lanes closed between 225 and Lehigh. You can get used to that. It's going to be there around the clock. Weather today, increasing clouds, a bit windy, isolated showers, possibly a high of 68, currently 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get to Red Robin and try the burger invented in Italy. Well, not really. It's Red Robin's Burger Parmigiana, a burger topped with peppers and onions, garlic mayo, a crispy fried mozzarella wheel, and topped off with a rich red tomato sauce. It's Italian for delicious. Visit them at redrobin.com for a location near you.
National Corrective Training Institute reminds parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This important message is from National Corrective Training Institute, specializing in court-appointed traffic classes. That's National Corrective Training Institute at 2727 Bryan Street in Denver, wishing all our kids a safe and successful school year.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger, publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
Minutes after 8, high today, 68, partly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're unable to get a hold of Morgan Carroll, so we're going to move on. Thank you, Morgan. Okay. This story is once again like the Loveland statue story. I found this morning. For the life of me. For the life of me. I stand. People's hang-ups about this. Now, on the air about driving around naked at night. Got some emails from some truck drivers who said, we see people on the road all the time like that. I was joking with a couple of callers about that. I'm not advocating you walk around nude. I was told by some police officer friends of mine that it is not against Colorado law unless you engage in lewd behavior. Check this story out. This is the level that we're on here in this country. This happened in Frisco, Texas. Now, I have no idea where Frisco, Texas is. I didn't look it up on the map. An award-winning Texas art teacher who was reprimanded after one of her fifth-grade students saw a nude sculpture during a trip to a museum has lost her job. The school board in Frisco has voted not to renew Sydney McGee's contract after 28 years. She has been on administrative leave. The teacher took her students on an approved field trip to a Dallas museum, and now some parents are upset. The Fisher Elementary School art teacher came under fire last April when she took 89 fifth graders on a field trip to the Dallas Museum of Art. Parents raised concerns over the field trip after their children reported seeing a nude sculpture at the art museum. Oh, my God. The parents had signed permission slips allowing their children to take part in the field trip. McGee's lawyer said the principal at Fisher Elementary School admonished her after a parent complained that a student had seen nude art. McGee said the principal had urged her to take the students to the museum. Now McGee, who was honored with a Star Teacher Award 2 years ago, is on paid administrative leave until her contract with the school district expires in March. Other parents are worried about the future of the art program at the school, which they cite as a reason for moving into the neighborhood. Our main concern right now is what's going to happen to the children and what's going to happen to the art program at Fisher Elementary. It is the best art program. That's the reason we moved to this neighborhood. It's because of the teachers, said Shannon Allen, a parent. It was a principal-approved trip. What's the big deal? Officials at Frisco School District declined to comment on the matter. Anybody want to say anything about this? unbelievable, isn't it? Now, who's responsible for this? First of all, didn't you go to art museums when you were a kid? Didn't either your parents take you, or didn't you go on a school field trip? Our deal growing up in Orange County, California, that we would get on the bus, we would make the trip to L.A., and that we would go to the Museum of Science and Industry, and we would go to the art museum, and it was a big deal. And I don't even remember if there were nude statues in there. I'm sure there were, but none of us thought anything of it, or if we did, we might have tee-hee-heed it. I can't even recall whether my mother or father, my stepfather, ever sat down and ever said to me, well, listen, I mean, this is what the deal is, and this is it. I mean, wouldn't you sit down and explain to your kid, wouldn't you explain to your child, wouldn't you say to your child, okay, you know what, this is a work of art, and this is the human body, and like the statues in Loveland. I mean, this is what this is all about. Or do you run off to the school board and say, my kid saw a nude statue at the art museum. I'm angry. Well, wait a minute. Did you sign the permission slip? Well, yeah. Did the principal suggest the trip? Well, yeah. Then why is the teacher in trouble? Doesn't it seem like the principal should be in trouble for this? But, you know, the whole idea of anybody being in trouble for this is absolutely frickin' ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. What is it about nudity that we can't stand? Now, you know, as well as I know, that there are members of this community. There are people in this state who do exactly the same thing. They would be down to the local school board. They would be calling for a teacher's head. They would be calling for a principal's head. They would be screaming and yelling like their children are never, ever, ever going to have to confront this problem ever in their lives, and that somehow, magically, through osmosis or some other kind of experience, they're going to figure out what nudity is and what nakedness is and what all of these things are all about. These are the same people who go nuts when you have sex education in school. And I've wondered about this. You make a case. How does anybody make a case that ignorance is... So, if you don't talk to your kids about Michelangelo, if you don't talk to your kids about a nude statue, if you don't have a discussion with your kids about sex, if you don't have a discussion about the human body, if you don't talk about any of that stuff, then your kids are going to be ahead of the game, or are they going to be behind the game? Think about your own experience. How did you find out about the human body and about sex? Did you find out by being in the backyard playing doctor? Did your parents have the knowledge and the maturity to sit down and say, this is what this is about? This is what the human body is. I can't even discuss anatomical parts of the human body on this radio station, because if I did, and if you did, and I'm asking you not to do it, if we did do it, I'd be in trouble. And I try very, very hard, because a guy sent me an email a long time ago. He said, you know what? Stop. You can't talk like you're an adult and use adult terms on the radio at 8:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning, because I have my kids in the car. And I thought, yeah, he's right about that. So I try really hard to be very, 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 very careful. But this thing that we've got going here in this country has got to stop. And this teacher, I feel sorry for her. Now she goes to apply for another job. Well, what happened to your last job? Well, this is what happened. Unbelievably crazy. 8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, Gina, do you think it's going to be let go?
I don't think so.
I mean, would you be upset if your fifth grade kid, your son or daughter came home and said, I saw a naked statue at the art museum? Would you get upset, or would you sit down and say, look, this is what the human body is all about, and let me explain something to you?
I think it's a wonderful thing that they're taking him to the art museum, and I see absolutely nothing wrong with a naked statue.
Amazing. Isn't that the most amazing thing you've ever heard?
Yes.
So in this community, as well as in this town, Frisco, Texas, but you know in this community, you know in this country, you know out there that they would do exactly the same thing. Maybe the people in the Springs, a lot of the people in the Springs would do it. But I'll bet you it would happen here. I bet you it would happen in Aurora. I bet you it would happen. Well, look at this. Look at the statue. Look at the naked statues in Loveland. Good example right there.
Well, what is this child seeing around home? I mean, this couldn't have been too much of a surprise, could it?
Mommy, I saw Daddy's thingy.
Yeah. Well, you see, in my household, you can see it now, like in a documentary on sex education. Well, see, in my household, I grew up until I was 18 believing that Daddy had a thingy and Mommy had a... I bet you there are people out there, man, who are like, how much you want to bet?
Yes.
Sure.
Ooh, that's a thingy.
8:34, it's 34 minutes past the hour. Let's get a look at traffic.
All right, well, I-70 is catching some major stop and go now. We had a multi-car crash. It's in the left lane westbound between Havana and Monaco. So be aware of that. Continued backups eastbound 270 from I-25 to Vasquez from an earlier crash. And we're not getting a lot of relief southbound 25 into downtown. That two-car wreck really bogging things down near 20th Street. Further down in the tech center, we are getting back to normal finally between Hamden and Orchard. They got that collision out of the way.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, fully manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice from the experts at Wind River Spas.
And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
Today's seminar is titled, How to Close the Deal. To close deals, you have to be prepared. And to be prepared, you need to visit Hoover's at www.tryhoovers.com. Hoover's is the only place with all the information you need. You'll get accurate, up-to-the-minute information about industries and key executives that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, you'll get a free trial by visiting tryhoovers.com. It's that simple.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Today's seminar is titled, How to Uncover Leads. To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads. And to get the right leads, you need to visit Hoover's at www.tryhoovers.com. Hoover's is the only resource with accurate, up-to-the-minute information. You'll uncover the leads you've been missing so you can start prospecting today. And right now, you'll get a free trial by visiting tryhoovers.com. It's that simple.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
Hmm.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
837, 37 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 68, partly sunny skies. Go to AM760.net. You can be the next Progressive Talk Show superstar. Find out how by going to AM760.net. Also, you can instant message me at AM760.net, and this show available on podcast at AM760.net. We're talking about this poor teacher in Frisco, Texas, who got booted from her gig because she took kids to fifth graders to a Dallas art museum. They saw a nude statue, some of the kids, and their parents complained. All right, let's go to Dottie in Broomfield. Dottie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Dottie.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Well, you kind of stole my point there a minute ago, but I was going to say that I think Frisco, Texas has now displaced Loveland, Colorado as being an asinine community in the country. Considering that the media enjoys kind of stupid stories more than really investigating, like, what our federal government is doing to destroy the country.
I don't think this is a stupid story at all.
I think
this hits directly to the core of the fact that we've got people out there who I don't know how to characterize them. Are they? You don't want to say they're crazy, but what do you want to say about them? I mean, they're not grounded, apparently.
Well, it's hard to, I don't want to classify a group of people, but I think the far greater majority of these people are just right. I think that would be almost a given, but I don't mean to say that the stupid or the issue or the story is stupid or that the issue is. All I'm saying is that the media, you know, will run this in every newspaper and probably a number of TV shows, when they're not reporting things that truly affect us.
Well, they should run it because it does affect us, because it calls into question this, that art is A, not important, and also B, that some of these same parents who call talk shows, who run around screaming about everybody else taking responsibility for their children and their lives, should take responsibility for their children and their lives by having the courage and the knowledge to sit down and properly discuss this stuff if and when it does arise, whether it's a fifth grader or it's a seventh grader or whatever. You got to talk to your kids. You don't talk to your kids.
Yeah, I understand
then
that.
What happens? And then these are the same people who will turn around and will go to you and say, you know what? We don't want any kind of sex education in public schools. So where are kids supposed to learn to do the right things?
You know, I totally agree with that. And these are the same parents that don't sit down and discuss anything with their kids and don't let them go to sex education classes. They'll sign them out of them and then wonder why at 14 their kid's pregnant. You know, it's the same kind of mentality. And to go along with that, you know, not showing, not letting them see. I mean, they can't go to a swimming pool without seeing almost what they saw. Actually, in some cases, maybe almost what they saw at the art museum. The art museum statues, by and large, aren't all that detailed. Not like a photograph, certainly, or not like the real thing. They usually don't give that much detail, and yet they can pick up a magazine while they're standing in the grocery line and see far more in these sorts of things, and probably shared between kids in school that get a hold of things from their parents and so forth. You know, going along this line, I'm frustrated because I raised my four children learning the proper lanes of the body, and I guess they're names that I think you said that you can't say on the air, and the proper functions of the body. I think I can say bowel movement, and there's two-letter abbreviations for that, and urination and that kind of thing. And from the time they were preschoolers, they learned to say the right words. And yet, some of my grandchildren are being raised with these silly little PPs and TTs kinds of things. And they say that adults then have trouble going to the doctor because they're embarrassed to say those words, but they're not comfortable saying the right words. And, you know, the whole thing just spirals into continuing ignorance and continuing problems with communication and knowledge among people in our society.
Yeah, it also leads to censorship.
Right. And it's just, I don't know. I just thought by this day and age, people would be a little more, whatever you want to call it.
Mature?
Yeah, that's a good
more,
one.
More educated?
More mature, more educated, more with it, more knowledgeable, more understanding that, you know, you can't keep hiding things and expect mature behavior to come out of that in the end. I just don't get it. I mean,
I don't either.
You know, Loveland's point is that those statues are out on the street and they can't avoid them. I don't agree with their point, obviously. But this is even stupider because these people know, or if they've got half a brain, these parents should know the kinds of things that are in an art museum, for God's sake. What do they think they are, drawings of dogs and cats?
No, and I've tried to argue this, too, with some people who are of that mindset, and you can't break through to them with a pickaxe.
What is their possible excuse for being upset now when they find a permission slip? Are they going to claim ignorance to what exists in an art museum?
Yeah, that's exactly what they would say. But I didn't know that was going to be there.
You know, I thought what did they say, ignorance is no excuse in the law or something like that? So, I mean, I don't even feel that sorry for her, because I'll tell you what, when this is all done, she's either going to have a dozen or more offers from all over the country to teach there, or she's going to be reinstated and her program's going to double because people with half a brain are going to want to bring their kids into them. I'm sorry for the kids being hurt now, and if the program does shut down, I'll move there to get that valuable teacher's expertise. Those are the people we should feel sorry for.
Right. Well, you know what? I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for the whole community.
In the end, the kids are going to be the ones that suffer in the
end. You're right. You're right about that, too. Dottie, thank you. Appreciate it. Good call.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Jess in Fort Collins. Jess, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
Good, man. How about with you?
Good. So I'm 21 years old. I'm just in college now, and so I grew up through all the 90s and through all of this in classrooms, and every time we had anything that was going to even be remotely involving a nude body or talk about anything that had to do with human sexuality or anything like that, there's always a waiver that had to be signed. And there was a lot of kids that parents actually signed themselves out of the class, and they would go into another classroom and learn alternative things. And it's this kind of parental censorship, and it's like the censorship starts at home, and then maybe if we didn't have these kids being censored by their own parents, of all people, they grew up to be a little bit more open-minded and eclectic and worldly and open to other ideas.
Well, then they turn around as adults, and they start pushing that same suppression BS on the rest of us.
And that's exactly where these families, I mean, and I don't want to categorize any families, but that's exactly where these groups come in, where throughout generations it's the same idea passed down from one generation to another generation. And it leads to nobody ever changing with the times. I mean, everybody's stuck in an age where things like this are pressed by the majority of people. But now the majority of open-minded people know that this is something that needs to be taught in schools. And, I mean, it needs to be discussed not only in schools but in the classroom or in the home.
I agree 100%. Thank you, man. Great call.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. He's right about that. You know, these kids, they'll grow up and they'll do the same thing to their kids. Then, plus on top of that, they'll do it to their kids. And we'll never get out from underneath this. Sex is dirty. The human body is filthy.
Ooh. Ooh.
8:46, 14 away from 9. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Go to AM760.net. Find out now how you can be the next Progressive Talk superstar. All the details are right there. The deadline is coming up October the 6th. So you want to get hustling on this. If you ever wanted your own talk show, check it out. AM760.net. 8:46, 14. Before 9, Gina, with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still dealing with crash cleanup delays up northwestbound I-70 between Havana and Monaco that could affect your drive from DIA. One on the eastbound lanes 270 causing a holdup from I-25 to Vasquez. Southbound I-25 still affected right near 20th from a crash that's adding to your travel time into downtown. And if you are planning to head through Boulder Canyon, you want to watch out for a bad wreck. It's blocking a lane at mile marker 31. Boulder streets look good, though. Still heavy along the eastbound side of the turnpike, Federal to Pecos, westbound. You'll catch those delays shared into church. Weather today, increasing clouds, a bit windy, isolated showers, looking for a high of 68. Right now it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has nursing, management, and entry-level opportunities available.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet in the Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 30th at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, angels, little snowflakes, butterflies, and more. Auditions will be held September 30th at 10 a.m. at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. For more details and information, go to DenverNutcracker.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Looking forward now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple, step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD, 800-353-5494. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-5494. Get your free CD now. 1-800-353-5494.
Delaware North Company's travel hospitality services remind listeners more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's travel hospitality services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High 68, partly sunny. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, more details on how you can become the next Progressive Talk superstar. All right, we're talking about nudity and this art teacher in Frisco. Let me read some instant messages real quick. Hey, Jay, Justin, listening here in Loveland. At this point, the profane nude statues in the middle of an undeveloped alfalfa field. My guess is that if the people who were so offended by this statue were offered a free trip to Italy where nude art is the norm, they wouldn't turn it down. And society wonders why children are having sex younger and younger. Curiosity. Americans make the naked human body and sex such a bad thing. Sorry, just needed to vent. Thanks for listening. All right, let me see if I got another one in here. The next thing that will come up are complaints that animals at the zoo are naked. That's from Charles. Let's see if I've got some other ones here I want to read real quick. I'm not religious, but I don't agree with the public display of the nude sculpture in Loveland. I can't understand why its sponsor would want to put that thing in the middle of the road, in the middle of the town. I do agree with you about the teacher losing her job over the field trip to the art museum. Most adults know that there has to be nude art in art museums. Here's one. Jay, are we back to the 50s again? For those religious fanatics, if the human body is a creation of God, how can they justify not celebrating the creation of it? Their fear is causing more harm than good. All right. Let me get back to the phones here. I got to do my little technological switch here. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and we go to Shirley in Denver. Shirley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I think the real issue here, well, not the real issue, but another issue is censorship, and that and the fear that teachers have. I'm a teacher, of presenting material that's going to get them in trouble, and I think that's very, very dangerous to education and to free speech. I'm also looking at this article in the Denver Post about Mozart opera in Berlin that they are not putting on because it at the end of it there are severed heads of Poseidon, Jesus, Buddha, and Mohammed, and they're afraid that the there'll be terrorist threats.
Right.
So they have decided not to put that opera on. I think this is all so terribly dangerous, not just for art, but because we live in constant fear, and that censorship is so blatant these days, and we're censoring ourselves. I mean, there are many teachers out there who wake up every morning and think, can I present this? Am I going to get into trouble? And I think that's just so dangerous.
I'm tired of all these religious fanatics.
I am too. I
you know what? I'm sick of them. And if they're listening, I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you from A to Z.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you're Christian, Jewish, Islamic, Buddhist. I don't care what you are. I'm tired of you. Go away.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think this is the saddest thing that can be happening, especially in the area of art.
It's just, it's terrible.
But
Shirley,
in history and everything.
I agree. Shirley, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Sure.
Thanks.
Bye.
Here's Cindy and Bailey. Cindy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I was going to tell you, Frisco is a northern suburb of Dallas. I was born and raised in Dallas, and Frisco is one of those communities, used to be a farming community. And then over the years, as the White Flight, if you remember White Flight.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, it's still occurring. You know, people tend to forget that, but it still occurs. The further and further the metropolitan area spread out, the more the affluent white people head out to the borders and into the fringe areas, and they live in their little access-controlled neighborhoods to make sure that all the bad people stay out and they're protected. And, you know, it's a mentality that is probably a little bit more prevalent in Texas than some other areas, but there's still a lot of bigotry, believe me.
Is that what's going on there, that this is a conservative community? Because,
absolutely.
Some people in this article are quoted as saying that the reason they moved there was because of the arts program at the elementary school.
Well, there's always going to be a smattering of that, but there's still a pretty deeply rooted conservative, ultra-right-wing Christian sort of existence in that area, and in all of the suburbs of areas like Dallas. They're pretty darn conservative. It's just like Douglas County. I mean, you look at some of the suburb areas of Denver, and why are they so heavily Republican? Well, it's because they're, you know, it's all the white people that moved away from the ethnicity of the city, and they want to be able to protect their children from all those vile people that they perceive.
Yeah, vile. You're right. Vile people is usually a code word for African Americans and Hispanics.
Yeah. So, you know, I believe me, I grew up in that sort of mentality, and my family went through a lot of crap from people that that believe the way they do. I, you know, even as an adult, I had a couple of instances where I had adult men ready to strike me because of things that I said that they perceived to be not appropriate for a white woman to say.
Well, back on the subject of this nudity, I mean, these parents better learn to discuss this stuff with their kids, because their kids are going to find out, and you want your child to be well-armed with good knowledge to be able to take on the world, and not talking about sex, doesn't help at all. Cindy, I got to run.
Those are the kids that are going to end up pregnant at age 13.
Yep, you're right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cindy.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
all right.
Bye-bye.
You want to do a talk show? I'm going to tell you how you can win. Coming up next, and then we'll go to open phones. Yeah, you can be the next progressive talk radio superstar. Coming up.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator.
We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it, I would give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org today.
They're pets on a mission to get to Petco's huge anniversary sale for some of the biggest savings of the year. What's driving them? Besides a big dog, huge discounts on thousands of items store-wide, like $5, $6, even $7 off a variety of premium dog and cat food with your free Petco Pals card. There's no stopping the pets, and there's no stopping the savings at the huge anniversary sale. Now at Petco, where the pets go.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He's one of the NFL's more flamboyant players. And now Dallas Cowboys receiver Terrell Owens is in the hospital after apparently attempting suicide last night. First reports indicated Owens had a reaction to prescription pain relievers that he had been taking for a broken hand. But a police report says Owens told EMTs he'd been depressed and attempted to overdose on the medicine. Steve Dennis, a sports reporter for CBS station KBTV, says Owens didn't seem to be totally himself.
He was acting a little different yesterday in the locker room, and some of us noticed and kidded around about it. He was mean one minute because he said, I talk on Wednesdays, not on Tuesdays, and then he was having fun the next, and he just seemed a little off yesterday.
In the nation's capital, a federal courthouse is being checked after it was evacuated when a suspicious package was found. The incident has delayed a hearing into the CIA leak case involving former White House aide Scooter Libby. The old-fashioned family doc is fast becoming an endangered species.
That's what the American Academy of Family Physicians is saying, predicting a serious shortage, worst of all in Florida, Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and Idaho, saying not enough MDs are choosing to be family doctors, noting some specialties are more lucrative. There are 100,000 family doctors, but the Academy says 140,000 will be needed by the year 2020. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Oral arguments today in Chicago. As part of a key case in attempts to get reparations for people whose ancestors were slaves. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
You have the descendants of slaves on one side of the court and lawyers for some of the nation's largest and most influential corporations on the other side of the court, and the judges are in the middle, tasked with deciding whether this landmark case has the legal legs to go forward.
If small cars keep rolling out of showrooms at the current pace, sales will set a record this year. This summer's $3 a gallon gas has helped spur customers' interest. But Ford Motors market analyst George Pippa says there's something else. This is not your daddy's compact.
Small cars used to be econo boxes that were pretty sparsely equipped. And today's small cars feature navigation systems and sunroofs and leather interiors and sporty engine options.
One automotive consulting firm predicts strong sales growth through the year 2010. Well, it's taken some analysts by surprise. New home sales bounced back last month, the Commerce Department says. Single-family home sales climbed a little more than 4%. David Siders, the National Association of Home Builders' chief economist, says it's good news, but it needs to be kept in perspective.
The bounce is could be just largely a statistical aberration. I don't think it signals a fundamental turnaround in the market. We'll just have to see how it goes in coming months.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 34 points, getting closer to the all-time closing record of 11,722. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Candace.
Yes, ma'am. I just hit something in the interstate.
Are there any injuries?
Just me. I don't know if I broke my wrist or what.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and can call to check on you.
Emergency services.
This is Candace with OnStar Emergency. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment. It's located on Interstate 85.
Sir, what happened?
Something fell off a truck and I hit it. I really totaled my car. I didn't even see it coming.
Okay, we're sending emergency services.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Sir, did you need me to remain on the line with you until they arrive?
No, I think I'm okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, you have a better day.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Law enforcement officers from around the state and from around the country in Aurora yesterday to honor and remember one of their own killed in the line of duty.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Detective Mike Thomas remembered at the Heritage Christian Center. He was shot in his personal car a week ago while on duty. 27-year-old Brian Allen Washington accused and now faces first-degree murder. For Thomas Stent, he'll next be in court on December 7th. A Boulder City councilman stands accused of driving under the influence of marijuana. Authorities say 57-year-old Richard Polk was pulled over Monday night and arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. We have not heard from Councilman Polk yet. The newborn left at a Greeley fire station said to be doing well after being left in a tackle box on the doorstep. The baby is the 15th to be handed over to authorities under the Safe Haven Law here in Colorado since it's been enacted. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, no let up for the morning rush. Westbound I-70 still catching up Havana to Holly from an earlier multi-car wreck. It's long since out of the way. Continued slowdowns from earlier problems eastbound 270. You'll be caught up in that from I-25 to Vasquez. Southbound I-25 still sluggish, 38 to Spear for your drive downtown. And we are still clogged as well out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th. Boulder Turnpike looking better, although it's busy right near Broomfield. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today increasing.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Good morning, 907, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, high today 68, partly sunny, going to be a nice day along the Front Range. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. How would you like to do this? You know what, if I can do this, you can do it, anybody can do it, and we're out looking for the next Progressive Talk radio star And here to join me with this, because he's part of it, and so is the Center for American Progress, Paul Woodall. He is from the Center for American Progress. Actually, he runs the entire joint. Isn't that right, Paul?
Well, not quite. I got a little help from a guy named John Podesta. But
well, he's like the king. He's like the head honcho, but you do all the rest, right?
Yeah, I do all the heavy lifting. That's true, Jay.
So if we want to tell you that we love Christy Harvey, then you're the right person to talk to, correct?
Christy is fantastic, and I've been working with Christy for a couple of years now on a lot of the radio projects, and we're really thrilled to have her on your show every Friday.
Yeah, we love her. She is more than welcome here. All right, let's talk about this. Explain a little bit about how this whole contest came into being and how it works.
Well, progressive talk is still kind of a new phenomenon in radio. You know that some great stations, that Clear Channel committed to the format, were able to have some wonderful successes, bigger and better than we had ever hoped. And we need more great progressive talk radio talent. You have a station like AM760's Progressive Talk, and you've got a great local guy like you, Jay Marvin, and then you've got Big Ed Schultz in the afternoons and Al Franken. But there's still a need for a lot more talent out there. So Clear Channel, who your boss, and Jones Radio Networks, one of the early networks that started syndicating Progressive Talk with Ed Schultz, Stephanie Miller, Bill Press, and my company, which produces radio programs, and the Center for American Progress, we all got together and said, hey, let's put a contest on, a national contest, and let's see what we can do about developing more great progressive talk radio talent, because we know that there's a real audience out there for progressive talk, but we need to start developing our bench. We don't have enough great talkers out there. There aren't enough people like you, Jay.
Well, I'm looking for somebody to replace me, actually. So we can maybe get somebody out of this crowd who can take my job. All right, let's run through some of the rules here, and people can get the total rules of this and find out more about it by going to am760.net. But now through October the 6th, we're going to be accepting entries on CD or cassette tape. You can also send it an MP3. The auditions should be no longer than 10 minutes, and what you should do is you should basically set up a topic or do a monologue, right?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. We want to get your take on things, and we don't want to hear the same old, you know, Bush stinks, because we all know that. You know, let's talk about some real topics that are important to people, and let's get your take on it, your progressive take on it. And the person who does the best job locally, you and I guess Jerry and Chris, Jerry Bell, the program director, and Chris Olinger, the ops person there, are going to be deciding who's the best of the bunch there. And then that local winner will be put together with all the local winners from the other participating Clear Channels around the country, and we'll then whittle them down kind of like American Idol in a nationally syndicated reality radio show. And the big winner will end up getting a contract with my company for a nationally syndicated weekend progressive talk program.
All right. So all AM760, what we're going to do is we're going to select the finalists for a live audition to be held on October the 14th. And contestants are going to be judged by radio professionals and celebrity judges. By the way, I am not going to be one of the judges. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. The final five are going to be selected, and their auditions put up on AM760.net, and listeners will be invited to vote for their favorites. So everyone who listens to AM760 can go to AM760.net, get on there, and then they can vote for the one that they really like the best. All five finalists are going to appear on this show, and they get to go through a job interview. So I'm going to interview all the prospective applicants, which we don't care what your previous experience is, right?
Not at all. No, we're looking for non-radio people. We're trying to bring new voices, new ideas to talk radio. So we don't, you know, we're not looking for somebody who can talk like this.
Right.
You know, we want to bring real voices, authentic people who have some passion about these very important issues that affect everybody in America today.
Yeah, so we don't care what you're doing now. You work out a DIA and you're checking baggage. Whatever it is you do. You're a cop. Whatever it is. We don't care what it is you do, computer analyst. We don't care. Whatever the thing is, that's okay.
Absolutely. Not so long ago, I was a bartender in Boulder. And, I was able to move into radio. If I can do it, Anybody can do
that's
it.
Right. We'll take bartenders, too. We love bartenders. All right. The winner will be selected by the judges, scores, and listener voting, and will win $1,000 cash and be entered into the national contest. Do we know where the national contest is going to be held yet?
The grand finale will be here in Washington, D.C., right here at the Center for American Progress. And the two finalists will be flown in, all expenses paid. We'll bring them around D.C., have them meet some of the big top shot progressive politicos here we have in the nation's capital. And then they'll be live in front of a panel of judges. Big Ed Schultz is going to be one of our judges, some top Clear Channel programmers. I'm one of the judges. And then we'll have a live showdown. Each finalist will have an hour program to create, and the winner walks away with a contract for a nationally syndicated radio program.
Which will be great. And by the way, is Christy Harvey going to be one of the judges?
No, Christy's too darn busy. You know, she's always on the air with you.
I wanted to suck her into it somehow so she could say to me on Friday, thanks a lot. It's not as if I have enough to do now.
Yeah.
Now I've got more to do.
Now, she's busy making that wonderful mic check radio every day, which takes a lot of her time. And I know that you and a lot of your listeners have a chance to go to miccheckradio.org and see her daily take on pop culture and politics.
That's right. We use it every morning. And I just wanted to find a free way to get a plug-in for her. And also for
Jug. How I worked that in?
Yeah, and also Jug Legum. Is Jug going to be one of the judges?
No, well, Judd and Christy have to have like the most ridiculous work ethics of any two people I've ever met. They start early in the morning, and they work late at night. Judd producing thinkprogress.org every day, one of the nation's leading political blogs of any stripe, progressive or conservative. You know, 3 million people a month come to Think Progress to get the real deal on what's going on and the progressive take of all the issues and topics that are happening every day.
Yeah, well, I check it at least three times a day. 9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Woodall is with us from the Center for American Progress. We're talking about our Talk Radio Star Contest. You can go to am760.net to find out more about this. You, too, can do this, but you got to enter, and we got to get your stuff, your audition, which has got to be 10 minutes long, by CD or cassette tape or MP3. You got to do it. We got to get it by August 6th. And what we want you to do is we want you to set up a monologue, basically, and you could win $1,000, go to the Nationals, which are going to be held in Washington, D.C., and the winner of all of that is going to get a one-year contract to do a weekend syndicated show. This is a marvelous idea. Did you think of this? Who came up with this idea?
Well, you know, like all great ideas I have, it wasn't original to me. You know, a lot of people have run these kind of contests, but somebody brought it to my attention. I thought it was a good idea. We spoke with some of the top people at Clear Channel, and they were very enthusiastic about coming on board. The center has been very, very supportive. Jones Radio Networks, who syndicates Ed Schultz, among other programs, also came on board, and we've all been working together for over a year to try to bring this thing together, and we've got everything laid out. The logistics are there. We've got a lot of prize money for local contest winners, and we're ready to have a great time and, in the end, create a great radio show.
And this is going to be all across the country now, so people need to understand that they're going to compete on this level, and then they're going to go to Washington, D.C., and they're going to compete against everybody else across the country as well. Right?
That's exactly right. It's, you know, if anybody's ever seen that show, what's it called, American Idol, it's really kind of based like that, where we have the local contest, people show up, they make it through that round, and then they'll be passed up at the national level, and we expect we'll have about 25 people from all the different local contests, and the panel of judges will then whittle them down to a final field of 8. We'll have a nationally syndicated show carried by AM 760 and a weekend program where the 8 contestants will compete live on the air, you know, battle-tested. And that following week, it'll be whittled down to 4. Then the following week, we'll have the final 2 contestants flown here to Washington, D.C. to do battle one-on-one, and the winner walks away with a nationally syndicated radio program.
All right, deadline to get your entries to us is October the 6th. That's October the 6th is the deadline, so you got to get it to us soon. That's October the 6th. The entry should be no longer than 10 minutes. Do I get to call any of the finalists on the air and act as a caller?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because we want to set up a few challenges for them. And a cranky caller would be great. Can you be cranky?
I don't know. Ask people listening to the show. Yeah, I can be combative. I can be disagreeable. No question. Just ask management. I can be very disagreeable and very cranky.
Well, this could be the ultimate challenge then. Field the call from Jay Marvin.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. All right, one last thing, Paul. I want you to talk just a little bit about this. For people who don't know, talk about the Center for American Progress and what the Center for American Progress is about and how people out there listening, because maybe they don't want to do this. I hope that they do because it's a fantastic thing to get involved in and it's a great chance. But they may want to avail themselves of the services that you guys provide, and you provide a lot. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, the Center for American Progress is a think tank devoted to advancing progressive causes like social justice, education, economic mobility, things that and ideals that we all embrace. And we have some of the finest minds in the country and in the world working here at the center, developing policies, you know, very high-minded kind of stuff. And we use those very specific ideas, like Larry Korb, who was the Assistant Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan, works on some of our defense stuff with some other top people, and he created the strategic deployment plan for Iraq that we hear much about. So we do a lot of high-minded stuff like that, but then we also work on a much more grassroots level, and we communicate with the people of America every day through a lot of different organs. Chris D. Harvey's Mic Check Radio is a very fun, fast way to get everything you need to know for the day and get your progressive take on the day. Judd Legum creates Think Progress, which has exploded to become one of the top blogs of around the country. We also create the Progress Report every day, which is a little more in-depth look at all the big issues. And those three things are available to everybody: progressreport.org, thinkprogress.org, or Mic Check Radio, and it's MICCHECKRADIO, MicCheckRadio.org.
It's a fantastic place. I mean, the center is the best. You brought up Lawrence Korb, what a great guy. We love to have Judd on. We love to have Christy on. You guys have been wonderful to us. And I look at all of your websites every single day. I'm on all your mailing lists, and I urge everybody else to do the same thing, to get on the mailing lists and to keep informed, because we would be lost without the Center for American Progress. I mean that sincerely.
Well, Jay, thanks. But, you know, let's not forget the great work that you do. Progressive Talk Radio didn't exist a couple of years ago, but thanks to pioneers like you, we now have vital radio stations that win real audience share because there is an audience for Progressive Talk Radio, and we do have some great broadcasters out there communicating with people every day. So thank you, Jay.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. I get a paycheck.
Oh, you're in it for the big money.
Yeah, that covers it. That pays the rent and buys a loaf of bread. Paul, thanks. Great to talk to you. And listen, throughout the whole lifespan of this contest, want to have you back on to talk about it and also to update us as to what's going on. So we hope to have you back on again.
I would love to, Jay.
All right, Paul, thanks. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, there's Paul Woodall. He's from the Center for American Progress. Now go to am760.net and check this out. If you want to do this, what I'm doing, and you probably could do a better job than me, but we don't know that because we've never heard you. So check out the rules at am760.net. I really desperately want to get a winner from this show. am760.net. Go check it out. Check it out right now. If you missed any of the Paul Woodall interview talking about the contest, go to am760.net. Download it. It's on podcast. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. Let's go to open phones. Anything you want to...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better.
At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
For just $89.95 per axle, you'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology, for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 924, 24 minutes after 9, high today, 68, partly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, instant message me. That's AM760.net. Jay, the art museum fiasco in Frisco, Texas is only a symptom of a larger phenomenon, the single issue obsession with sex that galvanizes social conservatives. Anything having to do with sex, Bill Clinton's indiscretion, abortion rights, sex education in schools, abstinence-only AIDS prevention programs in third-world countries, and especially gay marriage, apparently takes precedent over any other issue. Yeah, just ask Marilyn Manson Musgrave. To these social conservatives, many of the other Ten Commandments are apparently negotiable. It's okay to lie, cheat, steal, kill, torture, but heaven help us if your idea of human sexuality conflicts with theirs. These neo-Puritans have aligned with the neocons to form the base of the GOP, one faction obsessed with sex and the other with power. Talk about your strange bedfellows, and that comes from Steve. And I got to read one more. This one's pretty funny. Doesn't say who it's from. Is God naked? If not, I hope he has a trendier look than those flowing robes. All right. Was I being sacrilegious there? I don't think so. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, man, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm with you, man. I am sick to death of these parents who expect public schools to put pads on all the sharp corners of the world. You know, these things are out there. It's apparent that these parents didn't go to this art museum at all. Otherwise, they would have known what was there and could have prepared their child for what they were about to see. And if children come back from an art museum or something like that, and they mention something like that, it's an opportunity for the parent to be able to bring that subject up. And I think that's a great thing, you know, to be exposed to the world, because they will be, you know. I've gone to the Denver Art Museum with my children. They're 10 and 7 right now, and you know, they had the thing that they had the most questions on were the Mexican crucifixes that are very graphic in the depiction of Jesus' suffering. But, you know, I talked to them about it and, you know, explain the whole history and the culture and everything like that. And the opportunities these people are missing.
I agree with you 100%. These are the same parents, though, too, who will call. And when it comes to the criminal justice system or anything like that or anything else, they'll always tell you, well, people should take responsibility for themselves. I mean, they'll give you that answer when it comes to poverty. They'll give you that answer when it comes to any of those things having to do with social justice in the world and in the United States. But when it comes to this stuff, suddenly the school is supposed to take responsibility, and the school is supposed to act as a parent, and they shirk off their responsibility. And then finally, the other thing you said is really true, too. Who's gone to an art museum and hasn't seen a nude statue or the painting of a nude? Do these parents never go to the art museum? Because you know what? They signed a permission slip that allowed their kids to go.
Exactly. And, you know, and one more point is, I mean, the media and advertisement is just saturated with images of women that are very objectifying and very sexy and salacious and all these things. And to see, you know, the human form as a celebration of the form, I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that that conveys the correct message about what it means to be human more than what you see on television and what you see in the magazines and on billboards.
I agree 100%. You're just right on, John. I'm glad you hung on to make this point. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, talk to you. He's right about that. But I don't see where ignorance translates to anything. I see where information is empowerment. So whether it's sex or politics or whatever it is, discuss it with your kids. Doesn't hurt anything. And then at least you can say, okay, you know what, I have control. You say, I have control. I control what my kids, hear, see, and read. And when they see something objectionable, when they see something, then what you do is you sit down and explain it to them. You use it as a catalyst to talk to them. All right, it's 9:30 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls. It's open phones. You don't have to talk about the art controversy. You can talk about anything else you want to talk about. It doesn't make any difference. By the way, there's a poll out that shows that Ed Perlmutter is 17 points ahead of the baby-faced Rick O'Donnell. This is a Survey USA 9 News poll found that 54% of likely voters in the 7th Congressional District were supporting Perlmutter, while 37% said they would vote Republican for Rick O'Donnell. Now, O'Donnell's campaign is disputing this, but we can't take anything for granted. So if you are in the 7th Congressional District, please make sure your friends and you get out to vote. Get an absentee ballot, because that's the best way to do it. An absentee ballot is the way to go. And make sure that you support Ed, whether it's dropping $25 on him or volunteering for his campaign, even if you're not in the 7th Congressional District. Okay, 9:31, 29 in front of 10. Gina, with her last report of the morning here. Traffic hasn't been really that bad this morning, has it?
No, it's actually been pretty good, Jay. We have had a lot of problems along I-70. Got a brand new one westbound, so we're struggling there yet again. A crash involving a semi versus an SUV right at 225, so watch out for that. Intermittent delays continuing along I-25 southbound into downtown. Northbound Alameda, northbound I-25 is still a little sluggish, Alameda to the Washington Street Bridge. And we're busy out of Lakewood still along eastbound 6th.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at WindRiverSpas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
800-7996.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Always late with your kisses.
Some Lefty Frizzell, I love it.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay.
Thank you, John Turk. 9:35. It's 35 minutes past the hour.
Bring me a CD. Do you have a CD?
Oh, I got tons of them.
Well, bring me a couple, and I'll burn myself a copy so I can leave them here.
All right.
That will be like the Lefty Frizzell show.
Well, I sent you that Lefty video off your tube.
God, was that thing ancient.
It was great, though, wasn't it?
It was great. It was good.
Lefty's the best. 303-713-7600. High today, 68, partly sunny. Jay Marvin, open phones. To the phones we go. Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Just fine, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm painting. The last time I talked to you was about 6 or 7 years ago.
Wow.
I'm the artist. And this whole thing of what they're doing to this teacher, to me, it's insane, because my first exposure to art was in Cleveland. I went to the Cleveland Art Museum. I was 5 years old, and I used to go there religiously. So, you know, to me, nudity and whatever it is, you know, whatever, it's just in the art museum. It's all a part of, like, being alive. So I don't understand this repression that's going on.
I don't get it either, but it's happening out there, and there are a lot of parents who think that way. There are a lot of parents who believe that.
Well, I think the example was kind of set in Washington, D.C. by John Ashcroft covering the statues because it had an exposed breast. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter whether it's, I don't, oh, God, this has got me so worked up, I can't get it out. But it's sort of happening all over the planet, especially from these religious conservatives, especially, I mean, in Afghanistan, what was it, the Taliban?
Yeah, the Taliban blew up those statues.
Yeah, and in the island in Indonesia that's pretty much totally devoted to art, Bali, you know, they blew up bombs there. You know, to me, this is nuts. You know.
I agree. Listen, I agree with you 100%. I'll say it again. I don't care what religion you are. I'm tired of religious extremists across the board. Come to your senses, folks. Really, you're not going to run this world, and you're not going to run this country, and we're not going to let you run this country, and you can saber-rattle all you want, but we're going to do our best to take you on.
Yeah. I mean, I've only got one more thing. I mean, I do fairly large figurative abstraction, and I work from nudes and sometimes clothes model. It doesn't matter. But sometimes, you know, the reactions that some people have, you know, you get this tee-hee-hee, there's a, you know, she's naked or something. It's like, oh, give me a break. And the way I work the paintings over so much, you can barely tell sometimes that it's actually a figure. You know, it's very abstracted.
Right.
So, I don't know. To me, this censorship thing is just getting completely out of hand.
It is, and we have to stand up, and we have to fight it. By the way, do you exhibit any place?
Yeah.
Where do you exhibit? Plug your stuff.
I've got a show that's going to open on October 19th at Space Gallery on Santa Fe.
Good for you.
So, hey, if you can make it, show up.
I will. I'll try. I'll try to be there.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to John in Laramie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, I got a little censorship myself.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Somebody spray-painted the bumper stickers on my car with red paint, and then they went ahead and painted the rest of the car in a flag motif. And then
And then
on the side of the car, they put, "Get out of the USA." And then on the other side, they said, "Go to hell."
Are you kidding me? Where did this happen? In front of your house?
Yeah, right in my driveway, Saturday morning.
Oh, that's so childish and so petty and so immature.
Yeah, I know, but it's censorship is a weapon. You try to get somebody to shut up, and it's a form of theft, really. It's stealing. Besides painting up a car.
So are you going to get your car repainted?
No, I just. In fact, I like it kind of the way it is. We got rid of the go to hells and the get out of the USAs, but left the flags on. And I'm just going to drive it that way so people can see what these crooks are like. You know.
What year is your car? I mean, is it late model?
No, it's nothing late. It's like '89 or something. It's Toyota, and it has had plenty of dents.
You think it's your neighbors?
No. In fact, I think what happened, I went to a vigil, and this kid drove up in a kind of a brown, it looked like a Tornado or something, and came up to us. We were talking about the car, and he said, "Well, who do you think painted that car?" And I said, "I don't know, just a bunch of crooks, that's all." And he didn't get the reaction I think he wanted, so then he drove off and kind of squealed out of there. And then I thought to myself, and I said, "You know what? Sometimes these people come back to the scene," and I think he was it.
That's why I never try to talk about my cars or describe what I drive,
because they'd hunt them down
on the air. Because it'll happen to you.
Yeah.
And we had an air personality here in this building who talked about my car on the air.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was totally and completely wholly inappropriate because you're right. There are people out there who are mentally unstable and are nuts, and they're capable of doing just about anything.
Yeah, well, that's true. I kind of figured it might happen, because something like that. So it isn't a total surprise. We're dealing with some really rough characters. I mean, some of these people are just plain rough. They're basically crooks. You know,
The problem here is that both sides of the political spectrum, the fringes, can be very, very nasty, very rude, and are not interested in any kind of a civil dialogue. What they want to do is they just want to heap insults on each other. So what we ought to do is we ought to lock them all together in a room and let them just go ahead and, you know, yell.
Well, I'm kind of in the insult character area from the left because I do a lot of signing. I go out with signs. I'm retired, so I don't have anything else to do. It's kind of a hobby. And I'll go out with a sign. Oh, I don't know. I have all kinds of them. Trying to break through the media bubble, basically.
Well, when you say the signs are insulting, what do the signs say?
Well, let me see. Well, one I've been thinking about doing is something that says, anyone who speaks for God is either a crook or a sucker. Well, that can really get people worked up because there's a lot of people who speak for God, you know. And so, you know, but I think it's true.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think there are people who would say to you that they speak the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you. I mistrust anybody who says that God speaks to them directly.
Yeah.
So that part bothers me. But do you think that really works, or is it better to try to get somebody into a dialogue and then see how far you can get with them, and then if they don't absolutely accept it, then you just have to say, well, okay, they don't accept it.
Yeah, I don't think the trick, I think, is to snub people so you stop them from going the way they're going briefly enough that they'll pay attention to the issue. And then once they pay attention to the issue, if you're lucky, they'll come over and yell at you or have an argument with you or whatever. But you have to kind of snub them. Well, like my peace group here and I disagree on a lot of stuff, but one is they have a sign that just says peace. And I don't like that because it doesn't challenge anything. I mean, who's against peace?
Well, I agree, but there's a difference between challenging somebody and just downright insulting them, and getting extreme and insulting and being vicious about it. As far as I'm concerned, you lose a lot of people that way. John, thank you, man. I'm sorry about your car.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
thanks.
Talk to you.
Bye.
That's sad. That's too bad about his car. But people who sit on the fringes are like that. They are really, really like that. 9:45, 15 away from 10, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Want to be the next Progressive Talk superstar? Go to am760.net. Find out all the details. We got to have your audition stuff by by October the 6th. So get more details at am760.net. Miss any part?
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Gate down to Spear. It might even be an accident or stall in there. No reports of anything yet. We'll let you know as soon as we do, but it's definitely slow on that southbound drive coming down from I-70 into the downtown area. Rest of I-25, though, in decent shape through the bridges in and out of the tech center. No problems on 6th Avenue or 470 and the Boulder Turnpike, showing good speeds in both directions down to and from Boulder. As far as the weather goes, partly cloudy, a little breezy at times, and some isolated showers popping up this afternoon, high in the upper 60s, clearing overnight tonight with a low of 39, and then partly sunny and breezy again tomorrow, highs once again in the upper 60s. Right now it's 53 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. To Red Robin and try the burger invented in Italy. Well, not really. It's Red Robin's Burger Parmigiana, a burger topped with peppers and onions.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why? Because they have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, these are nice vehicles. And they've got over 500 on the lot. They've got numerous ways to pay. They've got their matching down incentive going on. Up to $1,500. That's right. You put down 15, they'll put down 15, you got three towards your next vehicle. Take a look at their inventory. Go to RockiesAutos.com. See for yourself. Pre-qualify for a car loan. And then get out there to see my friends, Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers. Either one of them will help you out. Spanky Herrera will do a great job. He'll help you out. Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe, Marilyn's illegitimate brother. All of the folks out there work very, 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 very hard to make sure that you're happy. So all I ask is that you comparison shop and check out the kind of deal that you'll get at Rocky's Autos. Mary and I go there. John Turk goes there. John Turk's sister's gone there. We send our friends there. People who I work with here go. You know, they are the best at what they do. Rocky's Autos. You can save money and you can get a great, great, great vehicle. They've been family owned and operated since 1982 and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So go see them, won't you? Rocky's Autos. They're my friends. I'm proud of them. I stand by them. And I just can't say enough good about them. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Part one of today's seminar is titled, How to Close the Deal. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, see you tomorrow for part two.
Whoa, hey, wait a minute. I paid a lot of money for the seminar, and all I get is a tryhoovers.com web address?
If you're prepared, you will close the deal. And to be prepared, you need to visit Hoovers at tryhoovers.com.
I still don't get it. I already spent days researching client websites, press releases. Why Hoovers?
Hoovers is the only place with all the information and insight you need to close the deal. You'll have access to accurate, up-to-the-minute information about industries and key executives that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So I can spend less time researching and more time with my clients by just visiting tryhoovers.com?
Go check it out. Hoovers is fast and it saves you time. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When they beat upon a broken guitar in all the streets, they break a tropical charms, the emphases. Lying hideous shots where tourists...
9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 68, partly sunny. Good to have you along. It's open phones, and we go to Judy in Denver. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to alert your viewers to something. When I did my absentee ballot for the primary, it takes more than first-class postage for it to get through there, so make sure that you put more than the 39 cents on or it's going to get thrown away.
All right, good point. Well, make sure you got enough postage on there.
Right.
I don't know. I'm thinking about hand-delivering mine.
That's a good idea.
Then I know that they'll have it.
Right.
But make sure you can put postage on it. Good point.
Enough postage.
Right.
Okay,
enough postage.
Thanks.
Okay, Judy, good point. Thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I always hand and deliver my absentee ballot, so I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to hand deliver mine, too.
But my main point of calling, you know, I feel sorry for the children whose parents are so pathetically ignorant that they don't realize that there might be nude art in an art museum. But the bottom line is, it's their children. If they don't want them to be knowledgeable about anything, I guess that's their right. My more concern is regarding the parents, like one or two parents, who object that the planetarium is teaching about the Big Bang Theory, so they don't want anyone's children to go see that. Or they don't want anyone's children to go view the dinosaur exhibit at the Museum of Nature and Science. Or because they don't believe in Halloween, they don't want anyone's children to have a Halloween party. And they want to dictate to everyone. It takes just one or two parents in the school to make a stink, and they'll pull the whole thing. And so then they have control not only of their own children, which is sad enough, but everyone else's children as well. And I want my children to be knowledgeable about life and to know the truth, not some cockamamie thing that they made up.
I've never understood that either. If you don't want to take your kids to see any of that stuff, you don't take them to the planetarium, you don't want to take them to the museum, you don't want to do any of that, and the school does a field trip there, and you don't want your child to go, fine.
That's right.
But trying to stop other parents' kids, or trying to stop the public in general from viewing that stuff, is absolutely wrong.
Or trying to have the planetarium change their program because you don't happen to agree with it.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I mean,
yeah.
That's another thing that's wrong. And frequently what ends up happening is most of us are too busy with our lives to pay attention to these adults who have nothing going on in their lives and apparently have nothing in their brains. So they go out and do this stuff, and it gets by us.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. I mean, it's wrong. It's just wrong. I've never understood. I've never had anybody call me with that point of view who's ever been able to really articulate a good argument about why I should be protected or why my family should be protected from ourselves.
Right. I have a right for my children to learn what I want them to, just like they do. And if they're so worried about the world sheltering their child from the world, then they maybe need to send them to a different school other than a public one.
Listen, I'm on the same...
And then they can teach them anything they want to. That's fine.
I'm on the same page that you're on 100% about this. And the other thing is this whole idea of, okay, I'm going to protect you from yourself. Bugs me to no end. I mean, like, it bugs me about gambling. Okay, I understand there are people who have trouble with gambling.
Yeah.
I'm hip to that. There should be treatment programs for those folks. But what about the rest of us who don't have any trouble? Why is it that we can't go to Blackhawk or Central City and play table games and have high-stakes gambling? What is the reason that we can't do that? Because we need to be protected from ourselves?
No, because they need to have control. And they need to have control over every aspect of your life.
Here's another one. Poker. Playing poker on the Internet. Can't do that in the United States of America. Illegal. There's a bill before the House that is going to tighten that even more. The quote from one of the lawmakers, can't remember which one it was, it's like bringing the casino into people's living rooms. Well,
hey, if I want to have a casino in my living room,
yeah.
I should be able to have a casino in my living room.
Right. In other words, where do you get off trying to stop me from doing something? I mean, protecting me from myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a victimless crime, basically.
It's not really a crime. It's an activity that some people like to engage in. And some people have problems with it, just like some people have problems with eating or drinking or all kinds of things. That doesn't mean you can stop it or that you should stop it. And if I have a casino in my living room, I'll invite you. How's that sound?
I'll be willing to come over, and I would dig every moment of it. And I think that you and I and everybody else should band together and tell these extremists, no, absolutely no, We thank you very much, but no. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a big, strong supporter of the ACLU.
Yeah, I am a member of the ACLU. And I believe that Rosie O'Donnell, even though she didn't make her point in the smoothest language in the world, she's right. Fundamentalist Christians are no different than fundamentalist Islam. They're the same. They want to ban everything everybody does. And the next thing will be, you know, women will be pulled out of cars and beaten because they dare to drive or whatever. It's the extremism in any religion is the same thing.
Yep, you're right. And what cracks me up is people who call me and say, well, how come these Muslims don't come forward and denounce the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda and all this that's going on? And the next person that does that, I'm going to ask them, are you Christian? They'll say yes. I'll say, well, I take it that you're mainstream Christian. Yes. Well, how come you don't denounce
Pat Robertson,
Jerry Falwell,
yep,
James Dobson, and the rest of these people who are hijacking your religion and driving people away from the word of Jesus? Elaine, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's it for this morning. Tomorrow morning, more on the Trailhead Group, on the 527, the Trailhead Group. And don't forget to go to am760.net, because we're looking for the next progressive talk superstar. It could be you. Get the rules. Get how it works. Then enter. We need to hear from you by October the 6th. So get over there now. am760.net. Miss any part of the show? Podcast it. It's on podcast. Get it. am760.net. Al Franken's next. Thanks.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.